The following is a sports presentation of Classic Hits Radio, 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. High school football is on the air.
Eight plays on this drive, all on the ground. Ball in the near hash. And Jensen's going to turn and go back to pass. He's got Olmstead open in the corner of the end zone. And can he hang on? Yes, touchdown. Great catch that time by Zach Olmstead.
It's a top five battle in Kennesaw as the Blue Devils welcome in the Overton Eagles. High school football on KKPR is brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club.
Here's the quarterback, Stickles. Looks like a broken play, but it's actually not. He's off to the races again. 35-40 to the 30, being chased from behind. Looks over his shoulder. Nobody's going to catch him. Stickles with his second 50-plus yard touchdown run of the first quarter.
A young Kennesaw ball club is off to a solid 2-0 start. Tonight is their home opener, and they'll face a stern challenge from perennial power Overton. It's the Eagles and the Blue Devils coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seat pregame show. We'll take you live to Kennesaw with Doug Duda and Tony Davis right after this word from New Tech Seat.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seat are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seat is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to Kennesaw for another Friday night of high school football here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. It's a top five battle in Class D1 early in the season for that, but should be a pretty good test here for the hometown Blue Devils as they welcome in the Overton Eagles. Doug Duda along with Tony Davis, our producer-engineer Stacy Johns. A week after her birthday, Tony.
Yeah, you know, happy birthday again, Stace. You know, a balmy night for football here on September 17th.
Yeah, for as terrible as it's supposed to be tomorrow, it sure is a warm one here. And when the sun goes down, it'll be perfect for these football players. They'll have to survive probably the first quarter here with the sun might be a factor. And, of course, in the last couple of years, they've redone things here at Kennesaw, put in new stands on the on this side of the field. They've moved the press box, got a brand-new press box. That means the whole Kennesaw sideline is now open, and they've done a little work to the field as well, and so we're looking for a team that's going to continue to get better. And I guess, Tony, I can't get away from the fact that I don't know if it's surprising that Kennesaw's 2-0 because you win two games, that's not like going 8-0, but not very many returning starters this year in a very young team.
No, not very many returning starters. You are correct. Only six seniors on this team, Doug, but they've got 36 kids. I jokingly asked Coach Snitzel, I go, you guys should be Class B. You know, we see so many of these teams and these schools that have 16, 18 kids out, 36 youngsters out on this Kennesaw Blue Devil football team. Yes, a lot of the talent is young. Gives these coaching staff something to look forward to, especially when your own son's your quarterback and he's only a sophomore.
It'll be interesting to see. This is a different situation we've seen where kind of, like we call them the haves and the have-nots, the teams that have not been winning lately, going up against teams that have been, and then maybe the good teams are backing up, and the teams that haven't been winning are moving up. Well, Kennesaw has a lot of football tradition. These kids have been around, maybe haven't been on winning football teams or dominant football teams at the varsity level, but they were student managers. They saw the kids from 3, 4, 8, 10 years ago play good football here at Kennesaw and under Coach Snitzler. And at Overton, boy, we saw them last week at Axtell. And when you're 10 for 10 from the quarterback position and do things like that, it's pretty hard to beat. And Jacob Jensen was exactly that, threw for 241 yards and three touchdowns. And Axtell kept it close to the middle of the third quarter, but they couldn't score. And Kennesaw's got to find a way to score tonight on Overton because Overton will put up points.
Yeah, they're going to find a way. They'll lull you to sleep with the run game and then throw over the top. And if Jensen is half as accurate as he was last week, remember last week, Doug, the 10-for-10 performance, never had a kid break stride to catch a ball. Hit every one of them in stride. Perfect passes all over the football field. I believe 246 yards, three or four touchdowns. Jacob Jensen does it. It's interesting with Overton's offense. They run a toss sweep, which the quarterback actually leads the blocking through there. They're not afraid to use their quarterback as a blocker. He gets out, tries to bust, get a hat on the linebacker, and let the back do the rest. They rotate two or three people in at running back. The fullback cleans the way for them. A lot of talent on this Overton team, and they proved that a week ago versus Axtell.
Well, again, because of those reasons, Overton would be the favorite. But then you look at the Lincoln Journal Star, and these teams are ranked third and fourth. I think a lot of people thought Bruning, Davenport, Chicley was going to be a very, very good football team, and that's who Kennesaw beat last week. And we'll see tonight if they can hold up to that. If they beat Overton tonight, you've got a real story on your hands, and Kennesaw vaults to the top as far as Western teams in Class D1. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9. Hope you're with us all night long. We're also on the World Wide Web at kkpr.com on ESPN 1460. Kearney Catholic is hosting Cambridge in their home opener tonight. And so some teams that have been on the road the first 2 weeks, like Kearney Catholic and Kennesaw, get to finally play their first home game of the season. And as we said, some teams will already be playing their fourth game of the year tonight. It's the third game of the year tonight for both Overton and Kennesaw. So that first home game, even though you played a couple, always gets the community out and gets them fired up to see their kids.
Yes, you're right, Doug. You mentioned that a lot of these teams that played on week zero are going to be halfway through their season, hopefully. Obviously, playoffs loom ahead of that, and many of them will qualify. But, yeah, it's so interesting here, 17th of September. We mentioned how fast the summer went. Well, it all went about that fast for some of these teams.
We're going to take a break and hear from the coaches, Craig Schnitzler of Kennesaw. But up first, we'll talk to Overton head football coach Glenn Snodgrass about where his team is through two games and what he thinks about this Kennesaw team. What familiar with. It's all coming up after this on the New Tech Seed pregame.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
When you need banking, all you need to know is the Adams County Bank in Kennesaw. A full-service bank with checking, savings, loans, and more. Adams County Bank can help you make your dreams come true. Proud to support the area athletes in today's game.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, Dr. Wilkinson provides comprehensive care in the areas of total joint replacement surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Back on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we talk with the head coaches before tonight's top 10 battle in Class D1. And joining us now, the visiting coach of the Overton Eagles, Glenn Snodgrass, whose team goes on the road for the second straight week. And Glenn, got a chance to see you last week over at Axtell, and the road treated you okay. You win a big rivalry game, and now tonight you take on a Kennesaw team that might be off to a better start than some people expected. Let's talk about last week's game first. Got off to a great start.
Yeah, we came out early on and really played well at the line of scrimmage. I thought we controlled the line of scrimmage for, you know, the first quarter for sure, and then into the second quarter. But then Axtell kind of started stacking the line a little bit and slowed down our running game. And then that's when we went to our passing game, because that's what they were giving us, and it seemed to work out pretty well for us. So I was happy with our performance last week.
I wanted to ask you about the running game. That first series, you ran it right down the field, and then the final play was a touchdown pass. And as you said, they made some adjustments. You guys didn't seem to do much until the second teamers came in the fourth quarter. Were you disappointed, even though they kind of stacked the line, you weren't able to do more with the run game?
Well, they do always do a good job of making adjustments. Axtell does. For some reason, they've found ways to slow down our unbalanced line, our running attack. So, yeah, I was a little disappointed, but, you know, I football, being an offensive coach, is all about taking what the other team's going to give you. You know, even the worst team in the state can, you know, stick eight guys in one gap and stop certain plays. And, you know, I don't mean to disrespect Axtell at all, because they're a very good team, but when you can just put them all up the line of scrimmage, there's openings, and we definitely saw those openings, and they couldn't defend some of our passing game with the way they were stacking the line. And so we took advantage of what they were giving us. You know, we'd like to be able to pound out 300 yards every week, but sometimes that other coach doesn't quite allow that to work.
Glenn Snodgrass, head football coach at Overton, is joining us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show as they get ready to battle Kennesaw on the road tonight. Coach, we talked about him last week because he was such a big part of how you're scoring against Shelton, and of course the quarterback should do that, but was that the best passing game an Eagles had under your tutelage with what Jacob did last week?
We've had a few more, a few games where quarterbacks have had more yardage, but as far as efficiency, I don't see how you could get any better than Jacob was last week. You know, we had some wide open receivers, you know, so that definitely made it easier. But to his credit, he hit those wide open receivers. You know, he hit our guys right on stride every time. Other than one spectacular catch by Zach Olmstead, every one was, you know, just laid right on the money. So we talk about our passing game. We want it to be efficient. You know, we're not normally going to get a whole lot of yards, and we're not normally going to throw it more than 5, 10, maybe 12 times a game. But when we do throw it, we want it to be efficient. We want to throw for a high percentage, and we want to definitely limit interceptions. And he definitely did that. So he is just a smart kid. You know, I don't know what he's going to go into, but I could see him being a coach someday because he really has a good grasp of what's going on out there.
Chat with Glenn Snodgrass here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Glenn, you guys had to kind of throw the ball a couple of years ago out of necessity because of injury. Where have you taken the passing game from? What coach, what tutelage, what clinic, where have you come up with how you guys throw the ball?
Well, our spread offense we put in 3 years ago, we got a lot of that from University of Missouri. And, you know, 3 years ago we were almost completely a spread pass, spread zone option team. And like you said, by necessity, we were missing some of our backs with injury, and our best lineman was out with an injury, and our power game just wasn't there that year. And it was effective most of the time. There were a few games where it didn't quite work out like we wished. Right now we've kept a lot of those concepts in. It's just not a full-time thing. So it's nice to be able to have that tight formation power game and then be able to mix things up and throw in that spread stuff that we do. And we've refined it over the years and kind of picked out the bits and pieces of that spread game that we really like. And it is a really nice change of pace. And it really, I would assume it's got to make it a little more difficult on the opposing coach to prepare when you got a few more wrinkles to look at and get ready for. So it's been good to us over the years. I just don't want to ever have to do it full time again. I like bringing it right up the gut a little bit more. So, but it works when we need it.
Well, let's talk about Kennesaw. What have you been able to break down from their first two games?
They've got a real good mix of size and speed. They got some big boys inside who can move you. They've also got some backs with some speed. Their quarterback in particular, Coach Schnitzler's son, I believe Tyler Schnitzler, is a really athletic and just a good all-around quarterback. Tyler was actually my student manager way back in the days when I coached for the Diesel, so I've kind of known Tyler for several years, and I like to talk to him when we go to camps and things. So he's a really, really good kid and a very good quarterback. So it's got to be kind of make Coach Schnitzler proud to have a boy like that playing back there. So, but he's the one that we really need to focus on, and he's the one that can beat us. So we're going to do our best to keep him contained.
Is that the one thing, or is there something else that Kennesaw maybe does that you haven't seen from your first two opponents?
Oh, not too much. They do a little bit of spread stuff that's a little bit different. And they're smart with what they do because, you know, they do have that elusive kid back there in the backfield. So they do spread things out occasionally and just kind of let him use his wheels and run out there in space. So I suppose their spread game's a little bit different than what we've seen. But they're primarily a tight formation power team throwing in play action. So, you know, it's not a whole lot different, not too many big adjustments for us this week.
All right, Coach, looks like it should be a good matchup. We appreciate you giving us the time, and good luck tonight.
All right, thanks a lot, Doug.
That's Glenn Snodgrass, head football coach of the Overton Eagles here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll talk with Kennesaw's Craig Schnitzler when we come back after this on KKPR.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Haven Home of Kennesaw is a 24-hour skilled nursing care facility with private and semi-private long-term care rooms, a rehabilitation wing, in-and-out therapies, special diet and nutritional support, compassion, comfort, and care.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Overton Sand and Gravel. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for your commercial or residential concrete and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas. Proud to support all of our area high school athletes in and out of the game.
And we're back on the New Tech Seed pregame show as Kennesaw and Overton continue getting ready for their top five battle here tonight. And we're pleased to be joined by the head coach of the Kennesaw Blue Devils, Craig Schnitzler, and kind of a rarity on our other station, ESPN 1460, Kearney Catholics playing at home for the first time. You're going into your third game. You're playing at home for the first time. About everybody else has had that advantage by now. Craig, I guess welcome home. It's great to get back home, I imagine.
Yeah, it is. It's really nice to be home on our home field, especially in a big game like this. This one on tonight, and the first two road games have been good for us, but you always want to get that home field advantage.
Well, obviously, those first two games, two different opponents, two different levels, I guess, in High Plains and then Bruning, Davenport, Shickley. Talk about how you thought the team played against both of those, with probably a much more impressive win last week.
The first game against High Plains, I thought we came out and executed pretty well. We were really unsure what they were going to run coming from 11 man, and so that made things difficult early on. But I thought our kids settled in and played some pretty good football. And then we had a good week of practice going into Bruning, Davenport, Shickley game, and I just felt really confident in the kids, and they felt good. A very good opponent, and we were just very fortunate to get a victory there.
Craig, talk about getting a win in a game that could go either way to spark confidence in a group, and you are fairly young, that says, you know what, we might have a pretty good season. We might be a little bit better than we even thought.
Yeah, we thought, going in, we had some young kids, and we really needed them to step up, and at this point they've done that. This game tonight is going to be no different. We're going to have to play well against a very, very good, very disciplined football team, and they're just going to have to grow as the season goes. And I think as every day goes by and we get more reps in with them, we're only going to get better.
Talking with Craig Schnitzler, the head football coach here at Kennesaw. Coach, you have so many or so few returning kids. How hard has it been to get things going in the right direction? Or did you like what you had coming in, even though maybe they hadn't played a lot of varsity minutes?
We were a little short on experience this year, but we had a good camp this summer. We went to Hastings College to a team camp, and that really kind of set the stage on what we thought. We thought we had a pretty good bunch at that point, and they've really shown that they want to play and their desires there. And they've worked hard in the off season, and it's really have paid off for them at this point.
Talk about Overton, what you're looking at as you prepare, look on tape, and see what they've done. Kind of unusual that they threw the ball so well as they did last week. What concerns you about them?
Oh, they're very good in every aspect of the game offensively. They've got three ball carriers that run extremely hard. The quarterback Jensen's got great speed, and then their receiving core of the two Homestead. They're probably two of the best if you want to go two tight ends on one team. They're big, they run well, and they catch football. And so it's going to, they got a complete package there. And then defensively, they're very aggressive in their 3-3 defense. And so they just make things difficult. They're very physical. And so we've got to counter. We're not going to shut them down. They're too good for that. But we've got to answer ourselves on offense, and we've got to make some plays on defense.
Now, you don't have to, and it was kind of funny when we talked with Coach Snodgrass over at Overton. He reminded us of a couple of things. It's not going to be tough for the Kennesaw quarterback to shake off those feelings of his student manager days with the diesel, is it?
No. he's done a nice job at quarterback for us this year, and he's in his second year, Tyler Schnitzler is, and he's a great leader out there, and he had a big week last week, and we're going to need that again this on Friday.
Craig, when you play your son, there's obviously coaches all over the place know that, that's always a challenge, but do you like what he does from a running passing standpoint? Is he better at one thing than the other? Is there one thing you want him to concentrate on?
He's got great foot speed, and he's probably really an eye back by trait, but he does have good arm, and he's getting better at throwing, and he just gives us that extra running threat when the ball's in his hands. And so he does a great job of seeing the field and getting the ball to who he needs to get it to.
talking for another minute here with Craig Schnitzler, the head football coach at Kennesaw. Coach, expectations for the rest of the year, no matter what happens here, I'm sure you win this football game. That really puts a lot more expectations on the plate here. And looking at the way the district has started, kind of crazy who's got the wins and maybe who doesn't have the wins.
Yeah, it's really early to say, you know, in district play at this point, because we still, tonight and then next Friday, we have two more non-district games before we get into district play. But, you know, and we talked to the boys this week about that. You know, this game isn't going to make or break us. We've got a lot of football to play ahead of us, and we just want to focus on getting a little better every day and being a better football team tonight than we were last week.
Well, Coach, we can't wait to get back to Kennesaw. It's been a couple seasons. Let's find out if we can get a great football game tonight. Best of luck to you and the Blue Devils.
All right. Thank you, Doug.
That's Craig Schnitzler, head football coach at Kennesaw, and we will be back and take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's top five matchup between the Blue Devils and Overton Eagles right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show here on KKPR.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, Dr. Adamson specializes in shoulder problems, including surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
The guys at Husker Tech are proud to support our area athletes. Call on Husker Tech for farm buildings with steel or wood construction, commercial and residential remodeling, and concrete work. They can do everything but the dishes. Husker Tech, find them in the Overton phone book.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Folks, I want to remind you, if you're just getting to the ball game wherever you're going, don't forget to call in or text your quarterly scores to the Valentino score line, 308-646-0506. Just give us the score and the quarter, and we'll let everybody else know what's going on. Again, you can call or you can text, 308-646-0506. Daddy might need to bug spray tonight.
Yeah, you wouldn't think so. You hear the 50-degree temperatures coming tomorrow, you wouldn't think so, but it is stayed about 80 degrees into the evening here.
Well, let's take a look at the starting lineups here on the New Tech Seed pregame show, brought to you, as always, by the fine folks at Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank, taking care of customers one at a time. Five Points Bank, the better bank. First off, for the visiting Overton Eagles, at center number 46, 205-pound senior Preston Meyer. At guard number 86, 205-pound senior Nicholas Seeberger. And at tackle number 54, 200-pound junior Brandon Jared. The ends are the Olmsted boys, number 84, 195-pound senior Zach, and number 88, 205-pound junior Jacob Olmsted. The fullback is number 12, a 175-pound senior Michael Renderos. The I-back is number 10, 175-pound senior Brady Weiss. And the quarterback is number 22, a 190-pound senior Jacob Jensen. The head coach of the Overton Eagles is Glenn Snodgrass, assisted by Eric Ryan, Tim Runenkamp, and Clint Little. They are 2-0 on the season with victories against Shelton and Axtell. And, Daddy, Shelton's 2-1. Axtell, 1-2.
Yeah, something you didn't see coming into the season, but you mentioned the haves and the have-nots earlier. People switching roles this year. And I guess Overton just staying where they've always been here the last few years, at the top of the heap. It's a quality football team. The Olmsted boys, you forget, one's just a junior. The other one's a senior. We'll move on after this year. But a dangerous crew, and it should be a fun game to watch here.
And Axtell plays a very, very tough schedule. They are losses to Arapahoe and to these Overton Eagles. Now look at the starting lineup for the Kennesaw Blue Devils. The center is number 51, 210-pound senior Skylar Langenberg. The guards are number 55, 280-pound junior Justin Burr, and number 64, 200-pound sophomore Mason Stoker. The tight ends are number 11, 200-pound senior Kate Clark, and number 44, 190-pound junior Kogan Thompson. The fullback is number 25, 160-pound senior Austin Schroeder. The I-back is number 3, 150-pound junior Gavin Robinson. And the quarterback, number 4, 165-pound sophomore, is Tyler Schnitzler. The head coach of the Kennesaw Blue Devils, Craig Schnitzler, assisted by Dave Kuchera, Brandon Jacobitz, and Grant Robinson, also 2-0 on the season. And for Kennesaw, they've defeated High Plains and Bruning Davenport Schickley. Now, ranked in the states, Overton is third in both the Omaha World Herald and the Lincoln Journal Star in D1. Kennesaw is 7th and 4th in those respective rankings. So we should see a good football game tonight, both teams in blue and white, and we are looking for a good one. Those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank, Five Points Bank. Stop by and see them. Check out solutions, products, and services. Complement the way you live at Five Points Bank. We'll be back with more on the New Tech Seed pregame show in just a moment, including a couple kids are out with the injuries tonight, and we'll talk about that in a moment back after this.
Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank. The better bank is just simply better.
The Kroll Agency Incorporated proudly supports the Kennesaw Blue Devils. You can count on professional service and quality protection for your life, home, auto, and business insurance needs when you choose the Kroll Agency in Kennesaw, Roseland, and Hastings. Good luck, Blue Devils.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back. As always, a big thank you to many fine sponsors. It's time now to take a look at the injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. When you're injured, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center will get you back into the game of life with locations in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, and now in Lexington. There's one near you. Tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back in the game of life. Tony, who's out tonight?
Well, the Kennesaw Blue Devils have no injuries to report tonight, so that is good news if you're a Blue Devil fan. On the Overton side of the football, Austin Cox is concussed. He will not be playing tonight. Concussion, the problems there. Logan Kaiser's out with a groin injury. Tanner Ryan, hamstrung with a hamstring injury. And Casey DePhillips is out with a knee injury for the Overton Eagles.
Well, there are a couple of Kennesaw Blue Devils out, Daddy. Backup I-back Dylan Magnuson is out with a hip pointer. And Cole Harpham, another junior, is out tonight, and so they hope to get those kids back as soon as they possibly can. And that's your injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. They know everyone has an oops once in a while. If you sustain an injury during competition or strain something at home, your job is to get to Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center so they can do their job and get you back into the game of life. Well, we're about ready to get things going here, Tony. Overton is going to kick the ball away. Both teams have good kickers, and this one is going to sail into the end zone. And for the most part, if the kickers do their job, we will see a lot of touchbacks. And so Kennesaw will start first and 10 at the 15. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. So first and 10, moving from our left to right, the Kennesaw Blue Devils as we set behind the Blue Devil Bench, and we get this football game underway here on Classic Hits 98.9 in a straight I formation set here. Schnitzler's going to give it to his fullback this time, and Austin Schroeder finds a little gap and gets across to the 19-yard line. Let's see if they mark his knee down a little bit earlier, but a gain of three.
That's Jacob Jensen coming up to make the tackle for the Eagles. He was tripped up with the line of scrimmage, but just kept moving forward, and Jensen there to finish him off. They're going to run guards in, it looks like. Guards will rotate all night tonight for Kennesaw.
Got some big guys out there as well. As we told you, 200-pound boys on that line, 280-pounder as well. This time the I-back off the left side, Gavin Robinson, and just hard nose, smash mouth football gets to the 20-yard line. Just across maybe to the 21, we'll give him three more, and that's going to make it third down and 4 yards to go. Of course, they need to get right to the 25.
That Brandon Jarrett blowing that defensive line up, blowing the offensive line up there for the Eagles, one of the first people there.
Glad to have you along with us here on Classic Hits 98.9. Doug Duda, Tony Davis. Our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, are going to spread it out here on third and four. Schnitzler's in the shotgun. His fullback Schroeder's back there with him. He's got Twins to the right side. Schnitzler rolls to his right. Not much pressure. And now he is dancing around trying to reverse his field. And he'll get to the 25-yard line and get the first down before being upended there by Callahan on the far sideline. A lot of running for a 5-yard gain, but it moves the chains. And, Tony, there's a little bit of that sophomore in Tyler Schnitzler. He was running to try to not get tackled and really didn't see where that first down marker was. Got to make sure you get a yard more and not a yard less than what you need. But he got what he needed, and it's going to be first down and 10 at their 26.
Yeah, about a 40-yard run there for a pickup of 3.5.
So they'll go back to that strong I formation. Schnitzler gives it to his I back. Gavin Robinson off the left side and crashes forward for a couple of yards out to the 28.
Back Olmstead, the first man there, throws an ankle out from under it. Good job of hopping forward to get the 2 or 3 yards that he did get.
Remember last week, Overton came out at Axtell, got the ball, and methodically marched it right down the field. 8 running plays and then a 15-yard touchdown pass to cap things off. And Kennesaw is hoping that they can take a long drive here and get some points on the board to start the first quarter. They'll split the backs here on second down. Schnitzler wants to keep it himself around the right end, and he's going to be drugged down from behind on kind of a slow-developing play there, Tony. Preston Meyer comes in and drags him down. A little confusion in the backfield there with that counter. They wanted to fake that counter, and then Schnitzler took off, but Meyer came around from the backside and got him.
Yeah, anytime they run down from the backside, you know there was some confusion because Meyer shouldn't be able to do that. Should have been well out in front of him.
So that'll bring up third down and 8 yards to go. Ball at the Kennesaw 28-yard line. And a little time getting out of the huddle here, but again, they'll go to the spread formation. Split out wide to the right side. Looks like Widener's out here. And out of the shotgun, they've got a man wide to the left as well. Schnitzler straight back to pass. Looks deep, wants to throw it. He's got a man behind everybody, and it is caught by Zane Woodman deep into Overton territory and around the 20-yard line. And that was actually underthrown a little bit. Woodman had him beat so bad.
Well, Trey Colburn got caught looking in the backfield that time. Just got ran right by Woodman. And nice catch on the play, secured the football, and immediately tackled by Colburn. But, yeah, that pass went out in front of him. I probably would have been 6.
Nice-looking ball, though, from just the sophomore there in Tyler Schnitzler, 165-pound sophomore quarterback. It's a big pass here, and his first pass of the ball game, good for 32 yards, and it's first and 10 at the 20-yard line. 9 minutes to go, first quarter, opening drive. Pitch play, right side, Robinson. The first two had been to the left. This one's to the right, and he'll run right into Jake Jensen. And
got a face mask or illegal contact with a helmet there, Doug. It was one of those that got wrapped around up top around the back of the helmet.
Robinson's going to get about 3 yards on the play, and it's going to be, well, a personal foul. So maybe just a late hit. So Robinson will get 3. That moves it to about the 18, so the penalty will move it close to the 9-yard line, and it'll be first and goal here for Kennesaw.
Officiating and crew tonight from the Hebron area, B.J. Fouts, the referee, umpire Ron Winslow, linesman Justin Wassum, Keith Fisher, the line judge, and Scott Finke, the back judge.
So first down and goal coming up here for the Kennesaw Blue Devils at the Overton 9-yard line on the opening drive of the football game. They'll split the backs here, and Schnitzler will go with a quick count. Gives it off on the left side. Robinson a little bit of a hole to about the 5, and then he is met and drove back. It'll be second down and goal just out the 5.
They're getting a good push up front. They're taking that defensive end, Meyer and Olmstead, the nose guard up there, and just knocking them out of the way and making the linebackers flow to the football.
So a good, disciplined opening drive here by Kennesaw, who had it 3rd and 6 on the first series, or 3rd and 4 on the first series, and Schnitzler was able to scramble and pick up 6 yards. Now it is 2nd and goal just outside the 5-yard line. Fullback is Austin Schroeder. Robinson, the I back, 4 carries, 11 yards. Fake it to him. Schnitzler under pressure. He's hit. The ball's loose. They're going to call it incomplete. They're going to rule it incomplete. Not a whole lot of argument from the Overton sideline. Preston Meyer dove on it, but they're going to say it was incomplete. Very close.
Well, they're going to call it, yeah. He was closer to it than we were, certainly, Doug. A disappointment if you're over there on the Overton bench, but immediately made the call there. So you're right, no argument from Overton.
So that'll bring up a 3rd down and goal from just outside the 5-yard line. This drive started at the 15 when Overton kicked it into the end zone for the touchback. On third down, they have went spread every time. They do it again here, and they'll put Gavin Robinson in the slot to the right side. Schnitzler, quarterback draw up the middle, and that is not going to work. Overton is too good for that one, and again, a big hit right up the middle of the football field. Looks like that is Olmstead, and or is it Seeberger?
I believe Seeberger, Doug. I think you're right.
That'll bring up fourth down and goal, and he didn't get anything, Tony.
You know, the disappointing part of that play is the Schnitzler didn't see it, but number 88, Chance Widener, nobody picked him up on the outside of that formation. He just threw a spot pass out there. He's standing alone in the back of the back corner of the end zone.
Well, now can Overton hold? Big play here, fourth and goal at the six-yard line out of the shotgun formation. Schnitzler, a quick little slant. It's complete and into the end zone, or is he short? They say he is short. It is complete to Zane Woodman, but he didn't get in. And that'll get over on downs.
Well, perfect pass thrown that time, but Overton immediately tackles him, and they're going to be first and 10 on the one-yard line.
Well, you don't see that very often, but Overton knew what to give him for a cushion, and a good tackle was made, so Overton will take over. We're going to call it at their own one. First down and 10 here, and Kennesaw not able to get into the end zone. Split the backs here with Jensen. He'll turn. He'll hand it off to Trey Colburn, the fullback. He'll rumble his way across the five and get it out to the six-yard line.
Right there, Skyler Langenberg in on the stop. He's one of the six seniors on this team for the Blue Devils, 210-pound senior.
You know, Trey Colburn got a couple of carries early in last week's game against Axtell, and they really didn't use him that much after that in the football game. So we'll see if that's the same strategy here. On second down, they hustle it up. They give it to Colburn again. He runs over a linebacker. He's at the 15, the 20, and down to the 24-yard line and hanging on Gavin Robinson to make the tackle.
Well, if Colburn keeps running like that, Doug, he'll get more than two early carries. He just blasted the defensive back and down the field he went that time. Good hard run.
17 yards on the play, takes it out to the 23-yard line, and a first down here for the Eagles. We're scoreless with 6:22 to go here in the first quarter of play. Kennesaw had the opening drive and took it 64 yards. They needed to take it 65, and now starting on their own one, Overton has moved it out to the 23. Jensen on the option. He fakes it, now takes it into the secondary, breaks a tackle midfield, and Kennesaw can't even catch him. He has gone all the way, Jacob Jensen, for the touchdown without much pursuit there, Tony. I think they all were fooled, and by the time they realized Jacob Jensen had the ball, he was 30 yards down the field.
Well, he did such a good job of making those people commit to that running back out there. Once he made his cut, there's just nobody there for Blue Devil defense. Good job by Jensen, and shows you why he's running this offense.
Well, Jensen right there, Tony, involved in yet another touchdown. 7 in the first week, 5 in the second week, and his first one here, that is 13 touchdowns in 9 quarters that he has been involved with, either throwing or running the football. And they're going to try the extra point kick here. So Jensen puts the shoe on, snap is good, the kick is on the way, and it is good. Not a lot on it, but enough to get it through. And with 6:06 to go in the first quarter of play, it's Overton 7, Kennesaw nothing. And we're back after this on KKPR.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Overton Sand and Gravel. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for your commercial or residential concrete and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas. Proud to support all of our area high school athletes in and out of the game.
Qdoba knows how to make a burrito stand out above the crowd. Starting with a thin shell, always steamed, then piled high with meat or chicken, rice with lime and cilantro, cheese, and all the other fillings you want. Qdoba on the corner of 25th and 2nd in Kearney. Proud to serve all your teams. Buses welcome.
And welcome back to high school football here on Classic Hits 98.9. Some scores already rolling in here from today. Grand Island Northwest, they had a 6 o'clock kickoff, so they lead Alliance 16-10 at the half. South Loop beat Burwell tonight 34-21 in another early kickoff.
Yeah, well, more scores for you on the Valentino's hotline later on in the evening. Just report them as they roll into us.
Kearney High is at home tonight, and Kearney Catholic as well, and we've got whistles before the kick goes away, and I think maybe they're going to call Overton offsides. Remember last week, the Axtell coaches and fans were trying to get the officiating crew to call offsides, and I'll guarantee you that that's something that Coach Schnitzler might have told the officials before the ball game. Watch Overton on their kicks.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. We saw it all night long. How many kickoffs did they have? It seemed like every time you turned around, they were kicking the ball off last week. But, yeah, every time the coaching staff was going absolutely nuts.
So now that'll back it up to the 25-yard line, and they'll re-kick it. And that might mean a return. This time it is a line drive kick, could be returnable, and it'll be taken at about the 3-yard line. Robinson to the 10, to the 15, excuse me, that is Woodman, and he will come out to the 20 and be pushed out of bounds at around the 25-yard line. And so Kennesaw basically picks up 10 yards on the penalty. As Coach Schnitzler was telling us when we were talking with him before the game, and Coach Snodgrass has told us before, if you can kick it into the end zone, make the other team start at the 15 every time, you never, ever see a return kick, hardly ever, maybe 1 in 20, where they don't get across the 15-yard line.
Yeah, Renderison on that stop for the Eagles that time, he gets up walking a little gingerly, stays in there, though.
First and 10 for Kennesaw. Robinson lowers his head and runs right into the white jerseys. Didn't get much that time, and on the tackle is Brandon Jared. Give him one.
Yeah, Jared, a good job staying low and just takes his legs out from under him. You have to win that battle up front here. Overton's got some big guys. Kennesaw does the same. I think you're maybe going to see an experience difference, though, with some of these seniors for Overton where they're going against youngsters for Kennesaw.
5.5 to go first quarter, 7-0 Overton. If you're just joining us, Kennesaw got the ball first, drove down to the 1, got stopped, and then Overton was able to take it the distance, 57 yards by Jake Jensen. And here on the pullback dive to the left side, it's going to go to the 29, and that's going to be a gain of 3 for Schroeder. It'll bring up 3rd down and 6.
Yeah, once again, you know, I think Coach Schnitzler probably wants to, some point in this game, open it up. We saw the 1 pass in that first series. You got to get those people out from that bunch in the middle there. They're just really keeping the run right now.
Well, the only time that they didn't pass on 3rd down, they were 2 passes on 3rd down. 1 was on that 2nd down and goal where it was nearly a fumble. So, again, they go spread formation, 3rd and 6 at their own 28-yard line. Schnitzler deep drop. Everybody going right. Looks deep. Has time. Going to throw it over the middle, and it is caught. Robinson, and he is going to have a 1st down in Overton territory all the way down at the 27-yard line. Boy, what a great job of protecting their quarterback by the Kennesaw offensive line.
Doug Brady Weiss was on coverage for the Eagles that time. Really pretty decent coverage. That was, you know what, when you just protect your quarterback and let those receivers run around down there, he just had a step on him. Schnitzler throws him a strike.
What a play by the young quarterback, Schnitzler. He is 3 for 4 right now, Tony, for 63 yards.
Pretty good average on the night so far.
So 1st down and 10 here for Kennesaw. Ball at the 27-yard line. Back to pass, Schnitzler. He's got pressure up the middle, rolls right, has room to run now, and up the field he'll come. And be brought down by Renderos as he comes across to about the 22-yard line.
That's frustrating when you get to outside of that pocket. There's a defensive lineman up there shaking their heads a little bit, thinking they should have contained him better.
Well, maybe a little farther, Tony. Excuse me. He's closer to the 1st down marker. That's the 17, not the 22. And it's actually going to be enough for a 1st down. So good run by Schnitzler. He's going to pick up the needed yardage.
The official stop of the game, he wants 4:26 put on the clock, I think is what he's saying.
So another 1st down for the Blue Devils. On Schnitzler's scramble, we'll call that an 11-yard run. 4 carries for 16 yards. So Kennesaw moving the ball again, trailing 7-0. Schnitzler turns, handed off Robinson. He's across the 15, but here comes a penalty flag. And we could see our first holding call of the football game.
Yeah, from where it came, that should be the indication over there.
So a hold will push Kennesaw back. And when you run the ball in little chunks like they've been doing, Tony, this is you where you don't want to have to pass the football. They've been successful on the 3rd and shorts, but you don't want to get in long yardage situations and play into Overton's hand, and that's exactly what's happening here. First penalty of the ball game on Kennesaw.
Yeah, now you got to decide, are we gonna throw the thing three times, or we stick with our game plan? I think you probably got to get out of that game plan a little bit. Maybe give your quarterback that run-pass option, get him outside there.
First down and 20. Ball will be marked back at the 26-yard line. So they need to get basically to the 5 to get a first and goal. And they will spread it just a little bit. Going out wide, the left is going to be Zane Woodman. Slot to the right side will be the fullback, Austin Schroeder. Under center, Stitzler looks left all the way. Now he's going to try and go one-on-one, throw it up, and a great catch inside the 5. It'll be first and goal. Zane Woodman went up over Brady Weiss and made the catch. Tony was well covered, and a great, great catch by Woodman.
Was well covered, Doug, exactly, except one of them made the right timing, time jump. Weiss came down as Woodman was going up, and Woodman comes down with the football. That was the old give and go down the sideline. They pump faked and just threw it up and let him go make a play on the football.
Boy, and there was no doubt. He didn't look at anybody else. He wasn't trying to fake the man out in the secondary, and the safety didn't quite get over there in time to help. First and goal at the 4. Schnitzler, option, pitches it wide to Robinson, lowers his shoulder and just gets to the 3. Good job of covering there by Jacob Jensen. He made Robinson stutter step to decide to go inside or outside, and by that time he got some help.
Yeah, good job. Yeah, you're right. He made the guy commit, and then he went the other way. Good job that time. You know, he gets bottled up, still able to pick up a little bit on the play.
We'll give him a gain of 1, and it'll be second down and goal at the 3. We've got the new stadium, we got the new press box, but we can't get rid of the trains. That ought to make Overton feel right at home, too, because the tracks are just as close to the highway at Overton. So no surprise there, but you know, might make it a little hard to hear out there. Third or second down and goal at the 3. Kennesaw with a football. Pitch at left side. Robinson's got a hole, and he is going to be hit and driven back. That hole didn't stay open very long.
That was Weiss stepping up for these Eagle defense. Number 10 making the stop that time. Good form tackle. Just wraps him up and brings him down immediately.
Might have even lost a yard on the play. It'll be third down and goal from the 4-yard line.
So you think of all the 8-man the games we see in the fields we get to see in the press box. Boy, really, Kennesaw and Overton have 2 of the finer ones we go to.
We just got to move the light poles, Tony.
Yeah. We can move the light poles to get to Kennesaw. That'd be good.
A timeout has been taken here for Kennesaw to discuss their strategy. They were thwarted inside the 5 the last time. Now it's 3rd and goal at the 4. 2:43 to go first quarter. Overton 7, Kennesaw nothing. And back after this on Classic Hits.
With hybrids from Golden Harvest, you can take full advantage of the performance flexibility that the latest genetics and technology give you. Call Brent Woodman, your local Golden Harvest dealer, to get products that will yield profits for you next fall. Best of luck from Brent and Sarah.
Trust the experts when it comes to your hearing or hearing aid products. At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide individualized care. Caring for our community, one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
The guys at Husker Tech are proud to support our area athletes. Call on Husker Tech for farm buildings with steel or wood construction, commercial and residential remodeling, and concrete work. They can do everything but the dishes. Husker Tech, find them in the Overton phone book.
Doug Duda along with Tony Davis back with you here at Kennesaw, where the Blue Devils trail in their home opener to Overton 7-0. But they face third down and goal at the 4. Schnitzler's in the shotgun with both of his backs flanking him. Schnitzler just stands right there, looks for his end out there. Now he's going to tuck it up and get into the end zone. Touchdown, Kennesaw. Or are they going to mark him down? They say the ball came loose, maybe, Tony. Overton saying they had the ball. Boy, it sure looked like he was in, and that's what happened. The ball is fumbled, and Jacob Jensen looks like he's covered it.
That's a real bad break. He was about a yard outside when he got hit. He fell forward, Doug. I know exactly what you're looking at. He falls forward. I think he fell forward out the football, though. Overton right there to recover, and here they go. Overton's field position will be much improved with the ball in the end zone than where they started their last drive, but it is still deep in their territory, still 65 yards away from goal.
7-0, and that's going to hurt for Kennesaw. Boy, they've moved the ball both series, and they have no points to show for it. Now they're going to spread it out, and Jensen's going to be in the shotgun here. They'll move Olmstead from left to right, fake the handoff. In fact, that is Jake Olmstead taking the direct snap, and he'll run it some of the same plays we saw against Axtell in the first quarter, and then they kind of quit doing all that trickeration. And this time, Jacob Olmstead's going to get just a couple. Kennesaw hangs in there and did not let him get around the corner.
He's trying to use a physical side of the ball and use those big, strong kids, get them outside running, say, hey, do you want to tackle them or not? I'd like to see those Olmstead boys keep it in bounds and make people come and try and tackle them instead of running outside, though, out of bounds.
So with 2:27 to go here in the first quarter, Overton back with the football. Jensen tosses it, and right through there to make the hit, Kennesaw Blue Devils. Zach Olmstead with the carry, and Kogan Thompson with the tackle. Give him about a yard.
Now, when I asked Coach Jacobitz before the game, I said, who's the stud on defense? He said, Kogan Thompson's all over the field. Watch for number 44. And he was just shot through there untouched, made a good tackle one-on-one right there.
And even though not a lot of yardage on these last two plays, it's making Kennesaw's head spin a little bit, you would have to think. Third and seven, Jensen now under center. Well, we see his first pass. He drops back, has time, trying to set up a screen, complete to Renderos. He's got some blocking. 20, 25, sideline, 30, and then he is depleted by Schnitzler and Thompson. Big hit, but it's enough for the first down by far.
Yeah, that's one of those two people just unload on him, and Renderos wondering why I didn't step out of bounds a yard sooner. But a well-designed screen pass. They had two blockers out there, one guy out there to block, and that was number three, Gavin Robinson. Two guys were on him, and down the sideline, Renderos went.
And back to that kind of hurry-up offense that Overton is using from time to time. It's going to be a gain of 16 and a first down. And again, they put Olmstead in the shotgun, so all kinds of different plays. White's in motion. It's just going to be a straight draw and a good tackle that time on Jacob Olmstead. He's only going to get a yard, maybe two, and coming in there and losing his helmet on the tackle is Gavin Robinson.
Yeah, Robinson does a good job of staying home. Olmstead just goes straight ahead, using the old fake and then just a basic quarterback draw that time, and Robinson stays home.
We'll see how long Overton continues to do this. I mean, it took him three plays to score the first time from 79 yards, and Jensen is more than capable of running it from that quarterback position. Second and nine, counterplay Weiss over the left side, and he meets a wall of blue jerseys. Great job right now by this Kennesaw defense. They lost Jensen on the long touchdown run. Other than that, Overton hasn't done anything.
Kogan Thompson, Dalton Bender, along with Robinson, all there for the Blue Devils that time.
We're under a minute to go here in the first quarter, 7-0 Overton. And the ball spotted at the 34-yard line of the Eagles, 3rd and 9. And now they'll go with twins to the right. Lone wide out to the short side left. Jensen in the shotgun. Calls for the snap. Quick little slant pattern complete to Olmstead. 40, 35, first down, and touchdown saving tackle is made by number 11, Cade Clark, down near the 24-yard line.
Yeah, Doug, that's a pretty simple pass. Jensen just hits him with a strike on the move, gets into that defensive backfield. Clark does a good job of hanging on that time. A lot of times they break free, and Olmstead would run for a touchdown. Good tackle.
24 yards on the completion and about 22 of that after the catch. It was in the shotgun, so he didn't even have to take a drop. He just took the half step and fired on the slant. First down and 10. Overton on the move again. Jensen. Going to give it off to Renderos, and Renderos nowhere to go. He's met by the line once again. Mason Stoker's in there. Justin Burr is in there. They're going to be generous and give him a yard.
Doug, they collapsed everybody on that running back. If Jensen takes that ball outside, there just wasn't anybody there for the Blue Devils. I think they would have walked in the end zone. Glenn Snodgrass immediately hands on his hips over there, shaking his head, saying, Jacob, you're our senior. Pull that out of there.
That's the end of the first quarter of play. It is Overton 7, Kennesaw nothing, and you're listening to Friday Night Football on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop.
that's who we are.
Haven Home of Kennesaw is a 24-hour skilled nursing care facility with private and semi-private long-term care rooms, a rehabilitation wing, in-and-out therapies, special diet and nutritional support, compassion, comfort, and care.
Shop your hometown-affiliated food store, the Kennesaw Market in Kennesaw, where they offer great service and competitive prices on all your groceries, including dairy products, the freshest produce, and meats. It's all here at Kennesaw Market in Kennesaw, proud to support our area athletes.
And welcome back to high school football here on KKPR. Overton with the football to start the second quarter, leading it 7-0, and it is second down and 9, ball marked at about the 22-yard line. And straight up the middle with it is Renderos. He'll get through the 20 and down to about the 18.
Kogan Thompson again in on the stop for the Blue Devils. Now this will be an interesting call here. Do they go to the air or try a slant pass again? A lot of options here for Glenn Snodgrass. Probably two down territory, undoubtedly.
Third down. We'll call it 6 yards to go. Ball between the 17 and 18, right in the middle of the football field. Jensen under center. Olmstead, the tight end to the right side. Unbalanced to the backfield, and it's going to be a toss to the left wing, and Weiss will make one man miss, but coming in and making another tackle is going to be Thompson, and he's well short of that first down. It'll be fourth down.
Yeah, really, really no big deal here if you're he picked up about, a big third of that, so now you got fourth down, and obviously they'll just go for it here.
A long 3 yards to go. The ball at the 16 needs to get across the 13-yard line for a first down. So a fourth down opportunity for both teams here. Kennesaw needs a stop. Overton has stopped them twice in the red zone. Now Kennesaw will try. Renderos in motion, nobody in the backfield. As he comes through, Jensen back to pass, looking right, under pressure, steps around one man, but he can't step around the second, then throws it out, and Olmstead's wide open, touchdown. That is the athleticism of Jacob Jensen, because the man that came up and pressured him had been on Olmstead, and Jensen kept his eyes on him and got the touchdown.
Wow, it's disheartening if you're a Blue Devil on that play. You chase him all over, do everything correctly, then Olmstead finds himself wide open, about dropped the ball, but still had the athleticism to gather it back in and walk into the end zone.
Well, Jensen was hit as he was throwing it. Good pressure by Mason Stoker. He had him wrapped up. And Jensen's just athletic enough to, if that's a little quarterback, if that's a 5'9"
right.
quarterback, 5'10" quarterback, there's no way you can make that play. And Jensen able to get the job done. And now an errant snap here for the two-point conversion, and this one is going to be blown up. Schnitzler goes back and tackles Jensen. I think the holder knew it was going to be a fake. I don't think Jensen did. It came out of his helmet, and he just swatted the ball away. And so the conversion is no good. 10:38 to go in the second quarter of play. Overton 13 and Kennesaw nothing. We'll be right back on KKPR.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide personalized, quality care. Trust your hearing health care and hearing aid products to the experts, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Qdoba knows how to make a burrito stand out above the crowd. Starting with a thin shell, always steamed, then piled high with meat or chicken, rice with lime and cilantro, cheese, and all the other fillings you want. Qdoba on the corner of 25th and 2nd in Kearney. Proud to serve all your teams. Buses welcome.
Misco Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the games begin. Misco's carries brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Columbia, Nike, and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Doug Duda and Tony Davis with you here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Kennesaw, and Overton, and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. A Friday night of football on the calendar, it says week 3. 13-0 Overton as they get ready to kick it off. The Valentino scoreboard, we deliver the scores. Valentino delivers the fresh hot pizza. What do you got, Tony?
Arapahoe uses Farnham scoreless at the end of one. Hastings St. Cecilia 21-0 lead over the Wood River Eagles. That at the end of one. Hastings High, a surprise lead. Seward 7-0 at the end of one. Lexington 13. Sydney 0 in the first quarter. Also Gothenburg 14. Kimball 0, that in the first quarter.
McCook leading Gehring 14-7. Wilbur Claytonia over Superior 7-0 at the end of one. Also at the end of one, Bertrand leads Elwood 14-6. Lex leads Sydney 13-0 first quarter. Here's the kick. It goes into the end zone again, and Kennesaw will once again start at their 15-yard line. Gothenburg leading Kimball 14-0 in the first quarter. Again, if you've got a score, you can either call or text our Valentino score line, 308-646-0506, 646-0506. Well, Tony, both teams have moved the ball. Problem is, for Kennesaw, they haven't got on the board. They've been inside the 6-yard line, inside the 5-yard line, both tries and couldn't get in.
Yeah, you know, you got a young team. Let's see if they can button their chin straps down and get one going and get some points on the board here. If they don't, Norton scores again, it could be a long night.
First and 10 in Schnitzler. Quarterback bootleg around the near side, and he is going to make it up to about the 18-yard line. A modest gain there before Seaberger is in on the tackle, and also Brady Weiss.
Doug, I say this every week. You've got number 30 out here on the defensive end position, Trey Colburn. And I say how important that defensive contain is. He's got a blocker on him. He takes that blocker and makes sure that guy goes back to the middle of the field where he knows he's got help. It's just a fundamental style of football. Glenn Snodgrass and his coaching staff, doesn't hurt when Eric Ryan's over there, plays for the Huskers, knows a little bit about defense himself.
So that'll bring up second down. We'll call it 7 yards to go. Robinson is the I-back. Schroeder is the fullback. Schnitzler will pitch it to Robinson, tries the near side here, and he'll make it out to about the 20, and there's Seaberger again on the tackle. And Tony, it's been about the same thing. There have been no big running plays outside of that Schnitzler scramble towards the end of the first quarter. Most of them are 2, 3, 4 yards, and they click him off a little bit at a time. They've completed a few passes. Schnitzler was 4 or 5 in that first quarter of play.
It was, you know, this is a huge third down conversion on your own end of the field. Can you make something happen here and move the chains?
Schnitzler, as we said, 85 yards on those 4 completions. 3 of them of 22 yards or more. Third down, we'll call it 4. Kennesaw thrown 20-yard line. And Schnitzler looking for his back Robinson to get out and block, and that will stop him in his tracks, and he's going to be, it looks like, short of the first down. Again, running right into the Kennesaw sidelines where we can't see the marker and can't see where they're spotting the ball. But it must be close because the white hat's looking.
You know, once again, Colburn is out there. He makes him decide which way he's going to go. That allows the pursuit time to catch up.
It's going to be 4th and about 1.5 yards here, and that will have to bring up a punting situation here for the Blue Devils, trailing 13-0 with 9:09 to go here in the opening half. Don't forget at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. More scores, first half stats. And we'll let you know what's coming up here in the near future on KKPR.
That's some confusion getting the right people out on the field. They can do it now.
All right, ready to punt it away is Schnitzler. Good snap. Not much of a rush, respecting the fake. And he bombs a putt here that'll be taken by Jensen back at the 14. He's got room to run. 20, 25 down the Overton sideline. He'll be pushed out of bounds.
That good high spiraling kick takes Jensen back. Watched Schnitzler kick and punt the ball in the pregame. He knew he was a good one. Only a sophomore, too. Real exciting time around here. Coach Schnitzler's got 3 boys on the way. He's got an 8th grader that plays fullback. And then they've got a younger quarterback in Preston. They call him T-Magic. Taking that T-Magic deal from Lincoln.
That's a 43-yard punt. We'll call it a 14-yard return, and Overton will have it 1st and 10 at their own 28-yard line, leading here at Kennesaw 13-0. Jensen under center with the option, a late pitch, gets it out there to Weiss. He'll get to the 30, dances around one man to the 35, and he'll be drugged down by Schnitzler at the 36-yard line, a gain of 8.
A good job by the official over here. Did fall forward close to the first down marker, but right where his foot went out of bounds, official right there to mark it.
And again, Jensen was hit immediately, and he had to pitch it. Weiss did a good job in the open field there, making a couple of guys miss. 2nd down and 2. Jensen going to keep it on the left side and now pitch it on the option. Weiss to the corner, 30, 35, 40. Schnitzler has to run him down, and here comes a penalty flag as he turned that corner. If the play would stand, it would be down to the Kennesaw 26, but there is a flag back here at about the 33-yard line. Each team was penalized just once in the first quarter. And let's see what happens here, Tony. It's going to be close. This might be one of those where it's a first down, but they move the ball back almost to the line of scrimmage. Still waiting for an indication.
No,
they're going to pick the flag up. And so it will stand down to the 26-yard line.
I just need a little clarification of a rule or something. They talked about it for a long time right over in front of that Overton bench.
An 18-yard gain for Brady Weiss, and a first down will move the ball to the 26-yard line from the 36 of Overton. So Overton continues to move the ball. They find a way to get big plays, and they're going to spread the field here, and it looks like we might have some blood or an equipment problem here
now, Coach,
with Jacob Olmstead.
I think Coach Snitzler's over, got the official over here getting an explanation of why the flag was picked up. It was a holdup. He knows the mascot's a Blue Devil, but he's out there like a little bulldog in that guy's ear.
8:52 to go here in the first half of play. 13-0 Overton, and they're looking for more. Kennesaw's been stopped inside the five twice. A fumble and then held short of the goal line on fourth and goal. Jensen pump fake, wants to throw deep. He's got Olmstead wide open at the five, and he gets into the end zone. Touchdown, Zach Olmstead. And again, Overton finds a way to get it done through the air. A 26-yard touchdown pass.
Now that pump fake did it all there, sucked everybody up, and Olmstead once again makes the catch and walks into the end zone.
He seems to like throwing it to Zach more than Jake.
Yeah, I don't know if there's somebody getting taken out for burgers, you know, after the game. Maybe one brother's doing that, one other brother's not. Both very, very capable, though.
Jensen with his second touchdown pass, both to Zach Olmstead. He's also got a touchdown run, and they are going to line up to kick it. First time they made the kick, the second time they snapped it to Jensen, and he wasn't ready for it. And this time the snap is good, the hold is good, the kick is on the way, and it is good out of the hold of Ethan Enix. So with 8:45 to go here in the first half of play, it is Overton 20 and Kennesaw nothing. We'll be back after this on Classic Hits and KKPR.com.
With hybrids from Golden Harvest, you can take full advantage of the performance flexibility that the latest genetics and technology give you. Call Brent Woodman, your local Golden Harvest dealer, to get products that will yield profits for you next fall. Best of luck from Brent and Sarah.
The Kroll Agency Incorporated proudly supports the Kennesaw Blue Devils. You can count on professional service and quality protection for your life, home, auto, and business insurance needs when you choose the Kroll Agency in Kennesaw, Roseland, and Hastings. Good luck, Blue Devils.
Shop your hometown-affiliated food store, the Kennesaw Market in Kennesaw, where they offer great service and competitive prices on all your groceries, including dairy products, the freshest produce, and meats. It's all here at Kennesaw Market in Kennesaw, proud to support our area athletes.
And welcome back to Kennesaw, where the Blue Devils now trail 20-0 to the Overton Eagles.
Well, it's disappointing when you look at the way the Blue Devils have moved the football. Just they're down there twice, got held on the one-yard line. I know another series fumbled the ball into the end zone, but fact remains they've got 0 points to find themselves in an awfully big hole right now.
Well, pretty good start for the Kearney Bearcats. They're up 28-0, and it's in the first quarter, Tony. Taylor Fish reportedly has 4 touchdown passes, 3 to Tyler Shields. Here's the kick. Overton is going to be a short one, but Woodman decides not to pick it up and lets it roll into the end zone, and it'll be first and goal at the 15.
Yeah, this is a young Kennesaw team. Everybody, nobody questions that. They just, they got to get their chins up right now because if they don't, this thing can get out of hand. I'm going to say that, but they're so young. They got to regroup and have something positive happen, and that is not moving the football. That's getting some points on the board.
8:45 to go here in the first half. It is 20-0. Overton has scored on all 3 of their possessions. Kennesaw's been in the red zone twice and then had to punt it away the last time. Schnitzler out of the shotgun. Fakes it to Robinson, wants to keep it around the right side. A little bit of running room. He'll break one tackle across the 20 and skip forward to about the 23, a gain of 8.
That good shifty, just showing the sophomore shiftiness right there. Getting outside, didn't look like that play had a whole lot there, but that was all Snitzler on the outside.
Oh, yeah, I wonder if Coach Glenn Snodgrass is just going to jam that middle up and make Schnitzler do it himself, and that's the kid he was concerned about, so I can't imagine that that's what he's going to try and accomplish here, as you heard in the pregame interview with the coach. Second down, a very short 2 here. They'll line up in the power I formation with Schroeder the fullback. Schnitzler will turn, hand it off to Robinson off the left side, got the first down across the 25 and out to about the 27-yard line. Preston Meyer got shoved right on his back there. Colbert on the tackle, a gain of 4.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Goldberg was right there. But yeah, Preston Meyer, that was the first time he's really got dominated up there on that line of scrimmage.
So a first down here for the Blue Devils, unofficially 7 so far in the first half. But again, the points are not on the board for the Blue Devils. Trying to change that here. First and 10. Schnitzler tosses it back, and Robinson tries the left side and drugged down from behind Olmstead. Zach got his shoulder pass and just hung on, and he'll bring it out to about the 35-yard line. A very nice run again for Gavin Robinson. It'll bring up second down and short. We'll call it 3.
He's able to slow him down just a little bit, but still a nice pickup on the play for the Blue Devils.
20-0 in favor of Overton. Checking the Valentino scoreboard here for you for a few more scores. Looks like Hastings High leads Seward 7-6, middle of the second quarter. Lexington leads Sydney late first, 19-6. St. Cecilia 35-0, early second over Wood River. Unbelievable. Here's Robinson off the right side. Needs 3 and not going to get it, maybe even a half a yard out to the 36-yard line. It'll be third and about a yard and a half, getting 2.
Good push that time. Myers up there. Both Olmsteads were up there. In the mix, along with Seaburger, I believe, blowing that thing up right at the line of scrimmage.
Third down and 1. Ball at the 36-yard line. And again, Kennesaw, they've had quite a few third downs tonight. Converted most of them. Third and 1. Split the back. Schnitzler, quarterback sneak over the right side, and he's going to get that first down. Good job of blowing things up. He followed Kogan Thompson, and he gets the first down.
That Thompson's the one that gets the push up the middle. Schnitzler right on his backside, falls forward for a first down. In fact, you mentioned that St. Cecilia score. So much of the St. Cecilia, what they've been able to do the last few years, there's got to be an intimidation factor when they walk onto the field, where you're almost defeated before the game begins. And I know it's high school football, but boy, they're just, nobody is going to test them until the playoffs.
And that'll bring up first down and 10 here. Out of the shotgun, Schnitzler looking over here in the flat, and he's got his man Woodman in Overton territory at the 35 for a minimal gain out to about the 34-yard line. And they're getting 7 yards of crack here on this series on first down.
That Renderos right there on the coverage, but a nice move on the outside by Woodman. The pass was an absolute strike from Schnitzler.
More scores from the Valentino scoreboard. Grand Island 7, North Platte 0 in the first quarter. Sutton leads Sandy Creek 16-0 after 1. Cambridge over Kearney Catholic 22-0 late first quarter. And Adams Central leads Crete in the middle of the Crete leads Adams Central middle of the second quarter 14-7. Here it's 20-0 Overton, but again, Kennesaw moving the ball. Second down and 3 at the Overton 34-yard line. Out of the shotgun, Schnitzler wants to keep it himself off the right side, and him, Preston Meyer, says, I don't think so. And now a penalty flag. I think maybe Brandon Jarrett was held because he was in the backfield immediately, and Schnitzler tried to dance around him, and that's exactly what we'll have, a holding here on Kennesaw.
Yeah, the left side of the defensive line collapsed that time, and one of the running backs, I think, pulled a man to the ground. I think it was Jared.
6-11 to go here in the first half. 20-0 in favor of Overton. Just like last week, they've scored on their first 3 possessions.
You know, Doug, and you go back to last week, what did Axtell do? It was penalties. It was turnovers that killed drives. It was bad snaps last week.
Bad snaps and penalties. Just when you can't afford it. You got a game here where Overton has shown that they can convert any yard and distance. They haven't had to overcome penalties. Their only penalty was on the defensive side. Well, one of the penalties got hurt one of the drives got hurt by a penalty. Of course, Kennesaw then hit that beautiful pass to Zane Woodman to get him first and goal, and they couldn't put it in. Second down at about 15 now. Schnitzler out of the shotgun. 3-step drop, looking deep, throws it as far as he can for Woodman. Oh, there is contact. Doesn't matter. Caught. 10, 5, down to 2. I can't believe there wasn't an interference flag, but it doesn't matter. Zane Woodman, another great catch.
Yeah, you're right. Should have been interference on the play. But Weiss down there on the coverage.
There is a penalty flag down at the line of scrimmage. And the official, I think, went and picked it up and put it away. I don't know what that was, but the side judge on the Overton sideline went and picked it up, and it is a sideline warning on Overton. So he must have ran into one of the players or the coaches. It doesn't matter. at the moment. If it happens again, then it's a penalty. First and goal for the third time tonight for Kennesaw. This one will be at the 3. And if I can remember where that play started, it's about a 40-yard pass completion. Out of the shotgun, Schnitzler fakes the handoff, wants to run, heads towards the right side pylon, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Blue Devils! He started left and went right. The Blue Devils are on the board with a 3-yard Tyler Schnitzler touchdown run.
Well, they come right back and score and get points on the board. That's exactly what the Blue Devils needed right here. Schnitzler, a nifty run around the right side.
So a two-point conversion is what we're expecting. Coach Schnitzler said that's what we're going to do. He said if we had to kick it, we probably could. Tyler is definitely capable of doing that. Zane probably as well. But they're going to line up and go for two. They're finding a little bit more success coming out of the shotgun here, so that's what they'll do on the conversion. High snap, inside handoff Robinson, and he didn't get anywhere. He got back to the line of scrimmage. Really, the high snap didn't affect that at all because Overton just brought everybody and plugged the hole. So the two-point conversion is no good, and with 5:40 to go in the first half of play, it's Overton 20, Kennesaw 6, and we'll have the kickoff right after this.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
The guys at Husker Tech are proud to support our area athletes. Call on Husker Tech for farm buildings with steel or wood construction, commercial and residential remodeling, and concrete work. They can do everything but the dishes. Husker Tech, find them in the Overton phone book.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Doug Duda and Tony Davis, along with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns, back here at Kennesaw. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to come out and see outstanding high school athletics throughout the season. It's another Friday night of football, our fourth Friday night here of the 2010 season. And Zane Woodman has it on the tee, ready to boot it away, but he got under that one. And it's a pooch kick, taking about the 18-yard line, 20. Olmstead out to the 25, up to the 28-yard line.
Like, I think it's Seaburger, isn't it, 86?
Okay, Seaburger, the short man, takes it and brings it up the right side.
He don't get to touch the ball much. He's excited as heck out there.
Once again, we got to talk to Glenn about moving those numbers around a little bit. But, Woodman was kicking him into the end zone in warm-ups, and then maybe you try to kick it too hard, and that's exactly what happens. You top it or you get under it. Not the worst result in the world. First down and 10 at their own 28-yard line. 5:38 to go in the first half. Overton has all their timeouts, but plenty of time on the clock. Kennesaw needs to find a way to get a defensive stop. Jensen is going to hand it off to the fullback, Randeros. Gets into the secondary and into Kennesaw territory, down to the 36-yard line, and the very first play goes for 16 yards.
That's a real quick hitter right up the middle. Nobody touched him until he's 15 yards down the field, and Chance Widener makes the tackle.
And this is why Coach Snodgrass ran so many different people in so many different formations in that first quarter, because now you just got to keep an eye on absolutely everybody, and by the time you find the guy with the ball, he's up the field. First down and 10 at the Overton, or Kennesaw at the 36. Now Jensen around the right side. He's going to take it out to the 25-yard line and be ridden down from behind by Woodman.
You know, right now Snodgrass saying, okay, you want to play, let's play Overton tempo football. They're right up there ready to go. They really just put pressure on the defense every possession, every snap of every possession.
Ball is already at the Kennesaw 25-yard line. First down and 10, waiting to get the chain set and ready to snap the ball is Overton. And it looks like Jensen's going to line up behind the center this time. No wideouts. It is back to the backfield, including Renderos. And they'll give it to Michael off the left side, finds a little bit of a hole across the 15, and he's going to be brought down right about there, close to another first down.
Once again, Widener, one that trips him up, but the damage has been done. He's 10 yards down the field.
Two nice runs by Michael Renderos. His first two carries, 4 yards. His last two, 27.
Great block by the quarterback, Jensen, springing him that time.
First down and 10 at the 14-yard line. I think the hometown chain crew is not moving as quick as they have to help their defense out a little bit. Good move. Unbalanced line to the right side. Handed off there. And following his blocks, Brady Weiss. And he'll get down to about the 10. Well, excuse me, that was Colburn carrying the football. Colburn carried the football, my bad, 30 instead of 10, and that's going to be still a gain of about 4 or 5 yards. It'll be second down and 6. 4:10 to go here in the first half. Again, quick offense. Jensen wants to run the option. Late pitch to Weiss around the corner, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Overton. What a flawless drive, Tony.
Yeah, that's really quick hitters. Then you run the option, pull the ball out, run the option. Jensen makes people commit to him, flips it out to Weiss. Weiss walks in for 6.
It's just hard to do anything with Jacob Jensen. He is so strong. You try and get him around the legs, you got to bring him down one-on-one, and then he just can use that arm and pitch it out there. And now they're ready to attempt another PAT. Ethan Enix, the holder, and Jacob Jensen to try and put it through. It took all of a minute 38 here for Overton to answer. The kick is on the way, and this one is going to be just inside the right upright and good. 4:02 to go in the first half of play. It's now Overton 27, Kennesaw 6. We'll be right back.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Do you have a recovery plan for your investments? This is Brent Shermer, your Hastings Edward Jones financial advisor. While no one can control the market, you can take advantage of potential investment opportunities that exist today. At the same time, it's important to be well-positioned for whatever the market does tomorrow. Please call me, Brent Shermer, or stop by my office in the Landmark Center next to Hunan's today to develop your personal investment strategy. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Well, the points continue to be put up on the board here. Overton, 4 possessions, 4 touchdowns. And Kennesaw trails 27-6. And again, if you're just joining us, it's not because Kennesaw hasn't been moving the ball. Their first two drives were stopped inside the 5-yard line. One on the completed slant pass that got tackled at the 1. And the second one, Schnitzler was going in. I thought he got in, but he got in, just didn't have the ball. Fumbled it into the end zone. Here's Jensen to boot it away, and this one will not be returnable. They actually put Schnitzler back there this time instead of Zane Woodman. And it'll be first down and 10 at the 15 for Kennesaw. And again, 4:02 to go in the half. They've got 2 timeouts. They've got time to move the ball again. Let's see if they can do it. And remember, Overton will get the ball to start the second half. So this is key here for Kennesaw. They're going to have to keep scoring with them if they can't stop them.
Doug, an update from Foster Field. Bellevue West has answered back to the call the Bearcats laid down. It's 28-14 right before halftime right now.
Kearney was up 28-0 in the first. First down and 10 here for the Blue Devils. And Schnitzler is going to hand it off to his fullback, who's going to crash forward for about a yard and a half. And Austin Schroeder will make it second down, and we'll call it 8 yards to go.
And Zach Olmstead is the one on the stop for the Eagles that time. Good job once again. I think they really challenged those defensive linemen staying up there. Guys, you won that side of the ball. Most of that first half, we gave up some pass plays, but come on, let's do it again.
I want to thank all the fine folks here at Kennesaw, as always, for their hospitality. Of course, Coach Schnitzler is also the athletic director, and all the fine folks here for helping us bring you tonight's ball game. They're looking for a few more points here before the half. On second down and 9, Schnitzler under center, back to pass, looking for Wood, but he's covered. Now has time. Meyer with the pressure. Schnitzler wants to run, and he is thrown to the ground. The ball comes loose. It is covered by Overton. Olmstead punched it loose, and it's covered by Renderos. Jacob Olmstead knocked it loose.
Yeah, just ripping away at that football. Just when it looked like Schnitzler's going to pick up 5 or 6 yards and go down, the ball squirts out, and Renderos is right there to fall on it. It's 1st and 10, Eagles, and they're back in business before the half here.
Going to put the ball at the 26-yard line of Kennesaw. And great defense. Good job of protecting by the offensive line. Again, Schnitzler has had some time, but the secondary did its job for Overton. And now a timeout as Kennesaw didn't have the right personnel out there on defense. So with 3:11 to go in the first half, it's Overton 27 and Kennesaw 6. You're listening to Friday Night Football on KKPR.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
With hybrids from Golden Harvest, you can take full advantage of the performance flexibility that the latest genetics and technology give you. Call Brent Woodman, your local Golden Harvest dealer, to get products that will yield profits for you next fall. Best of luck from Brent and Sarah.
And welcome back to high school football here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. 3:11 to go in the first half. Overton, third ranked in the state of Nebraska in D1. And Kennesaw ranked fourth and seventh. But right now the hometown Blue Devils trail 27-6. Coming up on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, we'll recap all the stats of the first half, tell you how this game probably should be closer than what it is right now. And Overton has it first down and 10 after the fumble at the Kennesaw 26. Jensen back to pass, has Olmstead open, but overthrows Jacob Olmstead. And for the first time in 2 weeks, he has an incomplete pass.
Yeah, right there. He just got somebody behind him, and one of those deals that Jensen knows he should have completed that pass, and it was a touchdown as the defensive back Zane Woodman fell down on the play.
So that'll bring up second down and 10 at the 26. Yeah, he was wide open and got a little excited that time and overshot him. A little slower coming out of the huddle this time, and Jensen wants to keep it himself off the right side, and he'll be ankle tackled after a short gain by Kogan Thompson.
Thompson gets him by the ankles, and Woodman finishes him off up high. So now you got third and about seven, and you go back to the air and try to get somebody behind him again.
Long yardage situation. Overton hasn't had to worry about that much tonight. Third down, call it about 8 yards to go. Move the ball inside the 25 to about the 24. Here on the near hash by the Kennesaw sideline, you've got three wideouts and an empty backfield. They'll send Weiss in motion from right to left. Jensen takes his time, runs option to the short side, pitches it to Weiss. Weiss follows his blockers, tiptoes down the sideline near the 15. He will not have a first down. It'll be fourth down. Oh, it will be a first down. I guess it will be a first down. I thought the stick was on the other side of the 15, but it was not. And a good run there by Weiss. So Weiss will get 9 and move the sticks.
Yeah, move the stick, stops the clock, so it's all Overton right now.
Yeah, Kennesaw needs a break. Overton has created a couple, there's no doubt about it, but Kennesaw needs something to happen positive here. They cannot let Overton get into the end zone, or if they do, they've got to answer in the last 2 minutes. Jensen gives it short side, Colburn. Colburn trying to follow his blockers, steps out of a tackle, down to the 10 and down to the 9-yard line, holding on there was Dalton Bender, and got him tripped up, but he was able to fall forward. Colburn down to the 9.
And Bender kind of makes the tackle from behind, kind of had him in that horse collar range. He slips off and then tripped up his legs.
Second down, 4, ball at the 9-yard line of the Blue Devils. And the clock running with a minute 55 to go here, and now Overton does want to take some time with that clock running. They anticipate scoring, and they want to make sure Kennesaw doesn't have much time when they give him the ball back. Minute 45 to go. Second down and 4. Out of the I formation, a rare sight here for the Eagles. Jensen going to hand it to his I back, Renderos. Renderos runs through the 5, gets knocked back at about the 1, and it'll be first and goal.
Well, Renderos wanted into that end zone, and you know, best case scenario for Overton, he's taken down at the 1, take more time off of that clock.
That is 12 first downs here in the first half unofficially for the Overton Eagles, and it'll be first and goal at the 1-yard line for Overton, already leading this ball game 27-6, and they're about ready to go 5-for-5 on offensive possessions.
Now the Blue Devils are on big Justin Burr, 280-pound junior, back in the ball game up there at the nose guard position.
So first down and goal, and again, using as much time as they can to come up to the line of scrimmage. Weiss and Renderos are in the backfield. Jensen checks with the coach on the sideline. Quarterback sneak left side. Jacob Jensen is into the end zone. for another Overton touchdown. He's had a hand in four of their five touchdowns, and that'll make it 33-6.
Yeah, Jensen just lets the offensive line do what they do and just tucks in behind them and walks in for six. Good push up front. Gets them 2 yards they needed. Don't need a whole bunch up there, and they got it.
And they'll line up to kick the extra point here again. Again, the student manager has to run in that special kicking shoe for Jacob Jensen. They bought it here a few years ago for another one of their fine athletes to try and kick it because they were in games where they needed ones and not twos. Here's Jensen's kick. He powers that one through, and it's good. 1:03 to go here in the first half. It's 34-6. Overton showing their dominance the last 2 weeks over two pretty darn good football teams.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about it, Doug. They've come out, they've established, they've made Kennesaw play to their tempo. Now, Kennesaw's done some awfully good things, and you look at the total yards the defense of Overton's given up, you're probably going to go, well, how haven't they scored much? Well, they turn it over on the one-yard line on fourth down. Then they turn it over again when Snitzler looks like he's going in for a touchdown, gets hit, puts the ball on the carpet, goes into the end zone. They get it for a touchback. So those are two long drives that they get absolutely zero out of.
Tony, you were wondering about some of the teams that during the break that are in the West that might challenge this Overton ball club as we get closer to the playoffs. Well, one of them is Alma, which they will play on the road in 3 weeks. Arapahoe, if they can overcome the upset to Bertrand last week and get it healthy, that's the last game of the regular season. Deschler, Stu Pospisil, has ranked fifth in the state of Nebraska. I'm not sure they've seen the same competition. But those are the ones that are ranked. Overton, Deschler, Alma, Kennesaw in D1. The rest, you would have to think, are East teams. Bancroft, Rosalie, and Creighton are 1-2. Johnson, Brock, West Point, CC, Newman Grove could possibly fall into the West. And then Windside is ranked 10th in D1, according to the Omaha World Herald. Overton ready to boot it away. Jensen didn't get all of this one. It's returnable at the 8-yard line. 10, 15. Thompson hit by Olmstead as he brings it up close to the 21-yard line.
Yeah, good hit by Olmstead that time. Usually Thompson's the one doing the hitting out there. He took the brunt of the blow that time. Doug, if you could go to the Valentino's scoreboard update real quick. Bertrand's taking control versus Elwood. They lead 34-6 at the half. Seward 20, Hastings High now 17 at the half. A little bit of a surprise that one's that close. Cambridge 29, Kearney Catholic 0, Mullen 8, Hemingford 6 in the first quarter.
Go Tigers.
And McCook 27,
Gary 13. We need to make up ground over at the Trib. First down and 10. Here's the pitch. Robinson to the left side. He's trying to fight off tacklers and gets out to about the 25-yard line for a short gain.
You know, it's one of those deals that I think Coach Snitzler knows. He's been around long enough to know that you got a young team, you're going to take some lumps along the way. It's a learning process for these kids. A lot of them haven't played Friday night football. They played reserve football on Mondays and Tuesday nights. You know, I think you go along, go down the area, and, you know, I think you're up against a heavyweight right here, and you get to halftime and try and make some adjustments.
And second and eight at their own 24 with 20 seconds left to go here before the half. Schnitzler out of the I formation, simply going to turn and hand it to Robinson, and he has met at the line of scrimmage. He'll come forward for one. So Craig Schnitzler, also more intelligent than Wade Phillips and Jason Garrett, and is not trying anything stupid before the half.
That's exactly right.
That will take us to the halftime buzzer. And Overton with basically a perfect first half. You can't do any better than what they did. They missed an extra point conversion on a high snap, or if it was supposed to be a fake, they didn't convert it. Outside of that, five possessions, five touchdowns for Kennesaw. Six possessions, if you count this last one. Five possessions that they were able to run without the clock running out on them. One, they got in the end zone. Two, they were stopped inside the five-yard line. And two, they turned the ball over. They did have a punt in there, I guess, as well.
Yeah, no, you know, obviously you're disappointed with the lack of points you put on the board. You're disappointed that you've got a young quarterback in there that he didn't hang on the football. Should have secured the football twice. You got two turnovers out there that you know will not be tolerated by Coach Snitzler either. So I think you're disappointed right now because you really thought going into this game you had a game plan that maybe would work against an over Eagle defense or offense, but you haven't been able to slow them down. Nothing you've done has worked yet.
And this is where Coach Snitzler is down there talking to his assistants at midfield while the team has already went to the end zone and trying to decide what they're going to do different, what they're going to tell the team. I mean, they know right now that they have run into a really, really good Overton football team with a young football team, and they may not be in a situation where they can do much better than what they've been doing. Again, they should probably have a couple of scores on the board of their own, which would maybe have slowed Overton down just a little bit. But when you're up by 20, you can be pretty loose and do what you want to do.
Well, I think you're right, Doug. Yeah, that's not the case, though. You didn't score those points. Now you're backed up against the wall. You know, I guess the game plan probably don't really have an eight-man football much of a game plan two or a backup game plan where you scrap the first one. Obviously, the young quarterback throws a pretty nice ball. I'll be interested to see if you go out and go to the air more. Overton's been pretty close on coverage. They've got some people behind, has the people go up and make some plays. I'll be interested to see, though, you start making incomplete passes and stopping that clock, though, and giving over to Mac the ball. You're in big trouble, though, too.
Well, we are at the half, and your score, the Overton Eagles 34 and the Kennesaw Blue Devils 6. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this timeout on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Overton, and Kennesaw.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out, or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Shop your hometown-affiliated food store, the Kennesaw Market in Kennesaw, where they offer great service and competitive prices on all your groceries, including dairy products, the freshest produce, and meats. It's all here at Kennesaw Market in Kennesaw, proud to support our area athletes.
The guys at Husker Tech are proud to support our area athletes. Call on Husker Tech for farm buildings with steel or wood construction, commercial and residential remodeling, and concrete work. They can do everything but the dishes. Husker Tech, find them in the Overton phone book.
And welcome back to Kennesaw. A big thank you to our many fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you high school football here on Classic Hits 98.9. It's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Overton, even with a bigger lead this week at half than they did last week against Axtell, it is 34-6, leading the Kennesaw Blue Devils. And, Tony, let's go to the Valentino scoreboard here and take a look at the latest scores that we have from around the area.
Cambridge leads Kearney Catholic 29-0. That just before half. Mullen 8, Hemingford 6 in the first quarter. McCook 27, Gehring 13, Seward 20, Hastings High 17. That at the half. Like I said earlier, Bertrand taking commanding 34-6 lead over the Elwood Pirates. And also coming up, Lexington 25, Sydney 9. 2 minutes and 4 seconds till halftime there. Sutton 28, Sandy Creek 12, and Aurora just putting it to Beatrice 34-0 at the half.
Also at the half, St. Cecilia 49, Wood River nothing, and in the fourth quarter, Alliance 24, Grand Island Northwest 22, that at the half. And Northwest, not a lot of opportunities to get wins this season. That would be a big one if they could get that one tonight.
Well, Hastings High in another tight ball game. One of these weekends, they get a breakthrough and get a big win for that program, Coach Rebarger.
Well, we'll take another break here with our score, 34-6 in favor of the Overton Eagles. We'll give you the first half stats and more right after this.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, Dr. Adamson specializes in shoulder problems, including surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
The Kroll Agency Incorporated proudly supports the Kennesaw Blue Devils. You can count on professional service and quality protection for your life, home, auto, and business insurance needs when you choose the Kroll Agency in Kennesaw, Roseland, and Hastings. Good luck, Blue Devils.
Haven Home of Kennesaw is a 24-hour skilled nursing care facility with private and semi-private long-term care rooms, a rehabilitation wing, in-and-out therapies, special diet and nutritional support, compassion, comfort, and care.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
And welcome back to high school football at halftime, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Here's what's coming up next week on Classic Hits 98.9. We're going to see some volleyball action from the area. We go to Minden on Tuesday night as the Whippets will host Axtell, who's unbeaten, and Gothenburg, who's off to a good start as well. C1 school trying to get off to a better start, we should say. Minden off to a good start. They're 6-3 going into a last night, and all three losses have come the top 10 teams. Next Thursday, we're headed over to Elm Creek, where SEM and Loomis will be at hand for a Fort Kearney Conference triangular, and got a chance to see Loomis for the first time this year last night play Axtell and Elwood, three pretty quality teams in the Fort Kearney Conference. Our Friday night football game next week still up in the air a little bit, but it looks like we'll be heading east for some 11-man football, all depending on how things break down tonight. And then one scheduling note, next Thursday was supposed to be the Kearney Catholic, Grand Island Central Catholic volleyball matchup between top five teams. That was moved this week to Tuesday the 28th. So Grand Island Central Catholic at Kearney Catholic, Tuesday the 28th at Kearney Catholic. We'll have the varsity match for you right here. Tomorrow, Hastings College is on the road at Dort. You can hear it on 1230 AM KHAS. Mike Will will have it for you, 1:30 the kickoff. And on Foster Fields turf, the conference season gets underway for UNK. They will be taking on Mesa State. Mesa's only played one game this year, and UNK also coming off a bye week, kickoff at 1. Of course, the Huskers are out at Washington, 2:30 tomorrow on ABC. Hear it all, including the first game at 9:30 in the morning on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. In volleyball, Huskers are home tomorrow night against Colorado. UNK crushing New Mexico Highlands last night. They have home matches going on right now and again tomorrow at 7. Hastings is down in Kansas playing in the Mid-America Nazarene Tournament.
You mentioned New Mexico Highlands and how bad Nebraska Kearney beat them earlier in ongoing. They had won four games, you said. Is that correct? So maybe some lackluster competition coming UNK's way later this season.
Well, let's take a look at the first half stats of our football game, and we will start with the Kennesaw Blue Devils. They have run quite a few plays in this football game, 33 of them on offense. Kevin Robinson, 13 carries, 30 yards. Austin Schroeder, 3 carries, 8 yards. Quarterback Tyler Schnitzler, 10 carries, 42 yards, and the lone Blue Devil touchdown. That's 26 rushing attempts for 80 yards. Through the air, Schnitzler has been pretty efficient. They just didn't have the ball as much in the second quarter as they did in the first. He's put it up 7 times. He's completed 6 of them. But no touchdowns, no interceptions, 133 yards on 6 of 7 passing, 80 yards on the ground, 213 yards of offense. We said it the whole first half, they've been moving the ball, they just don't get it across the goal line. We had them for 9 first downs, 2 penalties for 20 yards on a pair of holds. They do have 2 turnovers, one they fumbled into the end zone, and one they fumbled at their own 26. And of course, since Overton scored on every possession, I guess that means they led to scores on both of them. Kennesaw has punted it once, a nice 43-yarder from Schnitzler. The lone score come at the 5:40 mark in the second quarter. Tyler took it in on a 3-yard run after Zane Woodman made another nice catch. Zane's had a couple of really nice catches, and Schnitzler has thrown the ball very well here so far tonight. We'll come back and take a look at Overton's first half numbers right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Age 50 or older, hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
Qdoba knows how to make a burrito stand out above the crowd. Starting with a thin shell always steamed, then piled high with meat or chicken, rice with lime and cilantro, cheese, and all the other fillings you want. Qdoba on the corner of 25th and 2nd in Kearney. Proud to serve all your teams. Buses welcome.
When you need banking, all you need to know is the Adams County Bank in Kennesaw. A full-service bank with checking, savings, loans, and more. Adams County Bank can help you make your dreams come true. Proud to support the area athletes in today's game.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, here's a look at your first half numbers for the Overton Eagles. They've actually ran less plays than Kennesaw in this football game. Brady Weiss, 6 carries, 48 yards and a touchdown. Trent Colburn, 4 carries, 32 yards. Michael Renderos, 5 carries, 39 yards. Jake Olmstead, 2 carries for 3 yards. Zach Olmstead, 1 carry for 3 yards here in the football game. And Jacob Jensen, 4 carries, 71 yards, and 2 touchdowns on the ground. 22 rushing attempts, 193 yards in the first half for Overton through the air. Jensen went 10 for 10 last week. He hit his first five here tonight, or first four here tonight, and then flat out overthrew Jake Olmstead for what would have been a touchdown. Of course, they ended up scoring on the possession anyway, but Jensen has that string snapped, and he was 4 for 5, no interceptions, 2 touchdowns, 82 yards through the air, 193 on the ground. So in just 27 plays, Overton has amassed 275 yards of offense. And, Daddy, that's 10 yards per play that they are running. 10 yards per play, 12 first downs, no punts, no turnovers, one defensive penalty for 9 yards. 57-yard run on their opening possession. Jacob Jensen with the 6:06 mark capped that 79-yard drive where they stopped Kennesaw's opening drive at the 1. It was 4th and goal at about the 6-yard line. They ran a quick little slant to Zane Goodman, and Zane apparently didn't quite get in, and they took 3 plays and went right down the field, 57-yarder. And then Kennesaw fumbled it in the end zone with 2:40 to go on their second drive. That took us into the second quarter, and Jensen hooked up with Zach Olmstead. Another big play because it was 4th down and 3 at the 16, and Kennesaw got to Jensen. They just couldn't drag him down, and as he was being tackled, he threw it out there to Zach Olmstead for the first touchdown pass of the night. Extra point no good, 13 to nothing. Then a 26-yard pass after a turnover from Jensen to Olmstead again, made it 20 to nothing. And then after the Tyler Schnitzler score, Brady Weiss took it in from 11 yards out, and Jensen took it in from 1 yard out with 1:03 to go. They hit 4 of their 5 conversions, and at the half, it's Overton 34 and Kennesaw 6, and Overton will get the ball to start the second half.
Wow, it's really amazing how effective Jensen has been. And I know the run game sets up your pass game, but they, you know, he's 17 of 22 on the season passing the football. I don't care what level, if you're playing peewee football or if you're playing junior high, that's an amazing percentage. And obviously, like to have the one back, it'll be perfect on the night again. But the kid's doing it through the air, and you know what? He doesn't have to do it all through the air because they're running so effectively. This is a well-oiled machine right now. Hopefully, if you're an Overton Eagle fan, they can keep it going and keep everybody healthy this year, because this is a team that can make a lot of damage come the playoff time.
Well, we very rarely make pleas on the air, but I'm going to make that plea right now. If you're in the stands here at Kennesaw tonight and have bug spray, bring it up to the press box. Bring it up to the press box. Just need some bug spray. Just a little bit to kill all these critters. That's it. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Overton 34, Kennesaw 6. The second half is next.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Overton Sand and Gravel. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for your commercial or residential concrete and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas. Proud to support all of our area high school athletes in and out of the game.
Do you have a recovery plan for your investments? This is Brent Shermer, your Hastings Edward Jones financial advisor. While no one can control the market, you can take advantage of potential investment opportunities that exist today. At the same time, it's important to be well-positioned for whatever the market does tomorrow. Please call me, Brent Shermer, or stop by my office in the Landmark Center next to Hunan's today to develop your personal investment strategy. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
The kick is in the air, and Weiss will take it at the 3. Down the left sideline, 10, 20, breaks the tackle, 30, across midfield, and he's finally going to be drug down in Kennesaw territory near the 25-yard line. A great kick return by Brady Weiss to get this second half underway, and Overton already in business.
Yeah, Doug, Weiss sets up a big play on kickoff, sets up their offense, which they didn't really need set up, but takes that ball all the way from in front of their own bench all the way back across the field. And like you said, first and 10, Overton Eagles.
They'll start it at the 23-yard line, and out of the I formation, Jensen rolls to his left, wants to throw, squares up, finds Olmstead, and Schnitzler hammers him and knocks the ball loose. Great stick by Schnitzler to knock it away from Jacob Olmstead, who had it in his hands.
Yeah, he just went up. As soon as that ball reached his hand, Schnitzler was immediately there. Good, good defense. Kind of had bracket coverage out there. I believe that was number 3 underneath for Kennesaw that time. And Gavin Robinson on the underneath coverage, and Schnitzler over the top.
So that'll bring up second down and 10. Bar on the near hash here by the Kennesaw sideline. They'll split the backs. And Jensen will turn and keep it himself on the option to the right side, the 20, the 15, and he's upended near the 10-yard line for a first down.
Yeah, good job of Jensen. You know, that time they don't take Jensen. They take that pitch man away. Jensen tucks it up. It's a big play. Once again, they're in business.
Going to call that a 12-yard gain. Mark him down at the 11-yard line, and it'll be first down and 10. 34-6 Overton. And we're in the first minute here of the second half, and they're on the march again. Jensen fakes the toss, and he'll give it on a little counterplay to Weiss around the left side. He follows some blockers and is drugged down by a couple of blue jerseys. Again, Kogan Thompson is in there as he makes a few yards down, about the 7, it looks like.
Real slow developing play that time. And people strung all over, but Weiss does a good job of being patient, following those blocks.
The second down here and 6 at the 7.
Kogan Thompson been all over the field the first half. Continues here early on to be involved defensively for the Blue Devils.
Well, Overton has just been clicking along tonight. Second and 6 at the Kennesaw 7. Jensen spins. He's going to give it off to Colburn. Colburn lowers his shoulder and gets into the end zone. Touchdown, Overton. Trey Colburn from 7 yards out.
Yeah, nothing fancy on that drive. They immediately tried to go to the air for the quick strike, then right back to basic fundamental football, running, showing their power game, power option attack that Overton uses.
And I think Kennesaw was just starting to, you start to wear down mentally when you just played really well for the first quarter and a half, and then you just can't keep up with these Overton Eagles. And Jensen ready to kick the football away. His extra point is on the way and good. So Jensen hasn't missed one. They did have a bad snap earlier. So with 10:41 to go in the third quarter, it is 41-6 Overton. We'll be right back.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Overton Sand and Gravel. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for your commercial or residential concrete and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas. Proud to support all of our area high school athletes in and out of the game.
When you need banking, all you need to know is the Adams County Bank in Kennesaw. A full-service bank with checking, savings, loans, and more. Adams County Bank can help you make your dreams come true. Proud to support the area athletes in today's game.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you high school football. Tony, again, didn't really expect this kind of a score differential, but Kennesaw just has not been able to stop Overton, and it could have been a shootout tonight. This could have been a 70-40 game because, as we said, we saw a well over 300 yards of offense. Well, what am I saying? Nearly 500 yards of offense in the first half. Overton will kick it away, and Woodman's going to take it at about the 1, up to the 5. 10 makes one man miss, runs into his own teammate, and now trying to get to the outside. 15, 20, 25, and he'll be drugged down across the 30, near the 35-yard line. After that collision in the backfield, Woodman really turned the speed on and hit the right corner, running down the Overton sideline. And a good starting field position here for the Devils.
That Ethan Enix, and finally the Overton Eagle, it drug him down that time. Doug, if you're following the West and what's going on in D1, Alma's one of those teams that might concern you a little bit if you're an Eagle fan. Right now, we just got our first scoring update at the half. Alma 14, Axtell 12.
A lot of teams, I think, are evenly matched. They're just not matched with Overton. Overton is very, very good, and I think about all these other teams we've mentioned here are evenly matched. Out of the shotgun, Schnitzler, first play for Kennesaw offensively. No one deep. He decides to tuck it up and get what he can, and what he can is only about a yard to the 35-yard line.
That good job on coverage. Ethan Enoch seeing some of his first defensive action of the night all the way just step for step. With the receiver over on the right side of the formation, along with Jacob Jensen running step for step with his guys, two deep receivers.
Again, if you haven't heard a score of the game that you're at, please give us a call or text it to our Valentino score line, 308-646-0506, 308-646-0506. We'll update some of those scores in a minute. Right now, Kennesaw faces second down and 9 at their own 35-yard line. Schnitzler out of the shotgun, quarterback draw to the right side, gets to the 40, gets to the 35, gets to the 30, and down to the 29 before Overton can corral him with three or four guys, including Renderos.
Yeah, Schnitzler showing some escapability. Looked like the middle was closed up, bouncing around the right side, and found a lane to run through.
Tony, that is the longest run of the night for Kennesaw. 15 yards, moves it down to the 35-yard line, and in fact, as I scan the sheet here, I think that's only the second run of more than 10 yards. Schnitzler has them both. First down and 10. Ball at the Overton 30-yard line. And they have kept Schnitzler in that shotgun almost entirely since the first quarter. Swing pass out to Robinson in the flat. He makes one man miss, and he'll get 3 or 4 yards near the 26-yard line. Good one-on-one move. That's what that's all set up for, Tony. You've got to make that first defensive man miss, and if you do, it usually turns into a big play, so Overton's linebackers hung in there and did their job, a 4-yard gain.
Yeah, you see Nebraska do that with Niles Paul out there trying to make that one-man miss. The one man here was Jacob Olmstead, and he danced around him and picked up 4.
Kevin Robinson held on to the ball, though. Gosh. Second down and 6. I knew you'd like that. Ball at the 27-yard line of the Eagles. Staying out of the shotgun, Schnitzler. Couple of step drop. He fires it, and it is picked off out of the air by Overton.
That's Olmstead.
At first, I thought it was just going to be batted away, and somehow it's stuck in the craw there of Olmstead.
It's Jacob Olmstead, 88, Doug. He fires. He somehow just gets his mitts up, secures the football. He caught that pass at about, 2 yards.
That is the third turnover of the night for Kennesaw. That's the first pass Overton's even gotten a hand on, Tony. And as luck would have it, it just stuck. I mean, as you said, it went about 2 yards, and it was so hard that it just wedged in there. Olmstead didn't really catch it with his hands, and Overton has it back at their own 37. And here is a toss to the right side. Might have some new folks in there, lowering the shoulder 30. And a first down for Overton. The new running back is going to be Andrew Alumet. Alumet, the backup high back.
Yeah, Alumet's in there along with Seth Arias. Seems I mean his first action of the night offensively. So getting some young kids involved here. Renderos still in there. So look for the line to be changed up as well. We'll try and call some of those numbers.
And so move it from the Overton 37 down to the Kennesaw 31-yard line, a gain of 12 for Alumet. And he'll give it to him on the left side this time. Andrew won't get quite the yardage. He'll get across the 30 and down to about the 28, a gain of 3. Our score, 41-6, Overton. 6.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter of play. And I guess, Tony, I hadn't been paying attention. 41-6, we're on the continuous clock, 35 points.
Yeah, and, that makes the half go so much faster. and you know, they're trying to drive, trying to get back in this ball game and at least make it interesting. But Overton just continues to impress.
So it is second down and 9. And we've got some penalty flags. Haven't had many of those tonight. Had a couple in the first quarter, and since then, we haven't seen much laundry out there. A delay of game, actually, here on Overton, and that might be because they got some new kids out there. Among the kids that are in there, Chase Horn, a freshman, has come in at the end.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see here how long it takes. Number 68, Brad Davey, coming into the game. I know J.D. Callahan's going to be in the game at some point here.
That area's in there. Also in there is Ethan Enix. But Illumit right now is carried it the last two times. Renderos in there as well. Illumit on the right side, trying to pick up some yards, get back that penalty yardage. He'll get it down to about the 30, maybe got 5 yards back that they lost on that delay of game. It'll be third down and 9.
You know, that's one of the big pluses for this Overton Eagle team, which allows them to reload instead of rebuild. Some of these kids, the freshmen and sophomores, but they get to play half of these ball games.
Look at Kogan Thompson out there, the junior. He's going down the line. He's slapping them on the shoulder pad, saying, good play. They're trying to stay in here. They're not dropping their heads right now. He's trying to lead from that linebacker position. Third and 9 for Overton. And the new quarterback, Ayton, hands it off on the left side in a dive play for about 4 yards. Gets him close to the 25.
I think Brad Davies in there. Trenton Lammers, number 56 as well, I believe, is up there as a left guard.
They say Brett Area carried the football that time. And it'll bring up fourth down and about 5 yards to go. And it looks like they'll go for it here instead of trying to pooch punt it with 4:15 to go. And first, Overton is going to have to call a timeout. So timeout on the field here by the Overton Eagles. They have this one in control at Kennesaw in a battle of top five teams. It's all Overton, 41-6. We'll be right back.
Misco Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the games begin. Misco's carries brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Columbia, Nike, and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Well, Coach Glenn Snodgrass having an opportunity to play quite a few kids here with his second-team offense in, 4:14 to go third quarter. They lead it at Kennesaw 41-6. The ball spotted at the 25-yard line. It is fourth down and 5 here for Overton. Matt Ayton is the new quarterback on this drive. We mentioned the running backs. Illumit is back there. Andrews carried it 4 times for 25 yards already on this drive. Area's in there. At the right end, it looks like Casey DePhillips is in. And so on fourth and 5, everybody getting back out on the field from the timeout. Let's see if Kennesaw just sends everybody. Fourth and 5 for Overton, and Ayton's going to drop back, try to set up a screen, and he overshoots the intended target in Hayden Cahoy. Robinson was there, and that's what Kennesaw did, Tony. They brought everybody. Good call by Overton. They were expecting everybody to come, but they covered the screen, man. And for the first time tonight, Overton has been stopped.
Yeah, I think, you know, just getting some new kids in the ball game, that's what Glenn Snodgrass trying to do right now. It's pretty effective, really, until the third and fourth down there. So that takes some good things away from that. Brad Davey stays in the ball game here defensively, along with number 72, J.D. Callahan. This kid is 220-pound freshman. Like they say, his motor never stops. He is going to be a good one. You heard it here 2 years early.
So first down and 10 now for the Kennesaw Blue Devils, and they will hand it off to Robinson out of the shotgun, left side, rucks over a man at the 30, 35, to the 40, and into Overton territory at the 39-yard line, a gain of 16.
That good hard run that time. Robinson dropping a shoulder and still playing hard here. You know, it's a varsity, you know, going against some reserves, but they're still playing hard.
Yeah, that's what you're going to see here. Kennesaw definitely wants to get that ball in the end zone and then get that continuous clock stopped. It's 41-6. First and 10, just across midfield for the Blue Devils. Stitzler out of the shotgun. He's played good tonight, and he will scramble and run, get to the 35, down to the 33-yard line, and in on the tackle that time for the Overton Eagles, Daddy.
I believe.
72.
No, J.D. Walton right up the middle.
Callahan.
Or J.D. Callahan, excuse me. But that whole play, there was a linebacker defensive end that I think that time Stitzler thought was coming. He drops back into coverage, and that took away that route, and that forced him to run the football.
It'll be second down and five at the 34-yard line. Stitzler under center this time. He'll hand it to Robinson off the left side. Got a good block. Got the corner. 30, 25. Ball almost knocked out of his hands as he comes across the 20, and he's brought down at the 18-yard line.
Yeah, Enix makes the tackle that time for the Eagles, but Robinson getting outside and showing the power running game. You know, this is what Kennesaw is used to doing right here.
So first down and 10. The Blue Devils moving it here with a minute 45 to go in the third quarter, but trailing 41-6. They had their opportunities in the first half, just couldn't cash in. And we've got penalty flags to slow things down. You're listening to High School Football on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Kennesaw, and Overton to the World Wide Web at KKPR.com as we have a five-yard penalty here for, oh no, a five-yard defensive penalty. Kennesaw was walking back, but it's actually going to be offsides on Overton. Tony scores from the Valentino's Hotline, home of the Grand Italian Buffet.
Well, Hastings High took the lead, but Stewart has regained that lead 26-24. Middle of the third, Arapahoe and Eustis Farnham Knights tied at 12 mid-third. Hastings St. Cecilia 49, Wood River 7.
Schnitzler on the fake toss is going to keep it himself, trying to get through some traffic. It is going to be thrown down at about the 12-yard line. They need to get to about the 9. He may be given the 11-yard line. Let's see. No, they'll mark it at the 12. Gain of a couple. Call it second and 3.
Grand Island Northwest, Doug, is a victory tonight over Alliance 25-24 and Maxwell 48, Elm Creek 6, that at the half.
Game-winning field goal because they were down 24-22. Here it's second and 3, Schnitzler shotgun. Looks left, throws left. It is complete into the hands of Woodman at the 6-yard line. Spins up to the 4 is where he'll be brought down. That's going to be a gain of 8 yards and first down and goal.
Yeah, good strike that time by Schnitzler on the outside, but there's a holding call up the middle. That's going to negate that reception, Doug, and back him up 10 yards.
Boy, it just seems to keep happening to Kennesaw. Not a lot of mistakes, but one mistake. One mistake per drive has sure slowed them down a little bit. And, again, they trail 41-6. They have 3 turnovers and were stopped inside the 5 twice tonight. That's the difference in the ball game. Of course, they really haven't been able. They did not stop Overton's first team offense.
They expect that the first week, maybe the second week, but you really got to clean that stuff up by now.
Second down and 12. They'll go out of the I formation. Schnitzler back to pass. Pressure from the backside. He's hit, but he throws, and it is complete over the middle for a gain of about 8, which will make it third and short. Cade Clark with the reception. Well, most of it tonight has been to Woodman, but that time Clark makes his first catch.
Now, Brad Davey came from the right defensive end position, the blind side of Schnitzler, and just crushed him.
It'll be third down and 4 yards to go. Ball marked at the 13-yard line. They need to get to the 9, as that might be the final play here of the third quarter. They're not hustling out of the huddle too much. And that will be the final play of the third quarter on this Friday night. Your score after 3, the Overton Eagles 41, the Kennesaw Blue Devils 6. Blue Devils do have it inside the 15 again to start the fourth quarter when we come back on Classic Hits 98.9 on the World Wide Web at KKPR.com.
The guys at Husker Tech are proud to support our area athletes. Call on Husker Tech for farm buildings with steel or wood construction, commercial and residential remodeling, and concrete work. They can do everything but the dishes. Husker Tech, find them in the Overton phone book.
The Kroll Agency Incorporated proudly supports the Kennesaw Blue Devils. You can count on professional service and quality protection for your life, home, auto, and business insurance needs when you choose the Kroll Agency in Kennesaw, Roseland, and Hastings. Good luck, Blue Devils.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
That's funny. That's funny. If Mother Nature would move these poles, Tony, then we could put up new ones. That's the way the budget goes around here anymore. We're going to have to call up Loomis, get some of their money. They had a nice new bus last night to the school.
So they don't have the track, though.
No, beautiful track here and a beautiful upgrade that they have made at Kennesaw. Doug Duda, Tony Davis with you as we head into the fourth quarter of play. Kennesaw has it third down and four at the Overton 13-yard line, trying to their second touchdown of the night. Overton has controlled this ball game. Their offense has been unbelievable. Schnitzler wants to pass. He avoids the rush. Now throws over the middle. Clark's open, but it's underthrown, and it is intercepted in the end zone by Illumit. Oh, he was open, and Illumit just closed. Schnitzler didn't lead him, Tony, because he thought he was so open, he just threw it to him standing there. And the fourth Kennesaw turnover.
Well, that's an amazing coverage. You come into the game, you're playing a backup role, trying to make some noise and get on the field. You're going against a first-string unit. That's going to get you noticed, Doug. A great closing speed by Halum at that time, getting back there and making that pick.
So it will be Overton to take over at their 15-yard line, leading it 41-6 here on Classic Hits 98.9. We'll give you some scores as this fourth quarter progresses. And we'll probably be joining one of our other games on the network of stations coming up after our Misco Sports postgame show. Second team offense in there, and it looks like Alumet is going to carry the football.
Yeah, Christian Schwartz seeing some of his first action of the night up on the offensive line here. Overton always runs. There's one guard in there because they run in that unbalanced line so much.
Andrew Illumit didn't get anything on that, maybe a half a yard. We're going to say it's second down and 10 yards to go here for the Eagles. In the first minute of the fourth quarter, Matt Ayton, the quarterback, wants to run the option. He's going to hand it off to number two, Hayden Gahoy, who kind of skips through there. They thought they had him at the line of scrimmage and finally brought down by Austin Schroeder. After a gain of about 7 yards, it'll be third and three.
Yeah, I think defense maybe had trouble finding Hayden. He's a 150-pound freshman in there, just kind of hopping around in there.
I think Glenn Snodgrass is trying to find how many guys on this team can carry the football. It was eight or nine last week. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight again so far this week. It'll be third down and three. Matt Ayton can't get the play off without a flag coming. And that is thrown by our referee. Somebody probably moved here, and that'll make it third down and eight. And that is the first false start of the ball game. And again, not a lot of penalties. Three on Kennesaw, and four now on Overton.
And, you know, these kids getting to see some first Friday night action, you expect some of this. So
that'll move the ball back 5 yards at the 17-yard line. Need to make it out to the 25 for a first down. A couple of kids out there starting to cramp up now, which is not surprising on a day like this. Now out of the shotgun, Ayton. A quick little slant and a tad low, but Kahoy couldn't handle it. Once those guys become senior and junior instead of freshman and sophomore, they're going to look just like Jensen and Olmstead did earlier in the game, and the pass is incomplete. That brings up fourth and eight. And most likely the first punt of the night for Overton.
And only the second one of the season. We got one last week versus Axtell in the second half, and we're getting one here tonight.
Overton, I think we're going to see a timeout. They don't have the right personnel out there or even enough kids out there, so they're going to have to call a timeout as they walk to the sideline. So a timeout on the field here with the score, Overton 41. And Kennesaw 6, 9:49 to go in the ball game. We'll be back with more, including some scores after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Haven Home of Kennesaw is a 24-hour skilled nursing care facility with private and semi-private long-term care rooms, a rehabilitation wing, in-and-out therapies, special diet and nutritional support, compassion, comfort, and care.
And welcome back to high school football here on KKPR. Doug Duda along with Tony Davis on this Friday night as Overton sets up to punt the football. And it looks like Aiton's going to stay in and do that. It's a low snap, and he's able to get rid of it. It's a high, fairly short putt, bounces at their own 35, and it's going to roll about 7-8 yards to the Kennesaw 37-yard line.
Good job of getting that punt off. Good job of concentration back there. Knew he had people coming at him. Just steadied the football and got it away.
26-yard punt, no return. Danny, let's go to the Valentino score line. They deliver the pizza, we deliver the scores.
Well, we look towards the eastern part of the state. Wilbur, Claytonia, 28, Superior, 7. Grand Island Northwest, you mentioned this, congratulations to them. A 25-24 winner over Alliance with a late field goal in that ballgame. Maxwell 48, Elm Creek 6 at the half. More after this.
First down and 10, Schnitzler, five-step drop, pump fake, wants to go deep, throws deep, got Kate Clark behind everybody, completed the 15 to the 10, can he stay in bounds? No! He stepped out of bounds at the 8-yard line, but it'll be first down and goal, 35 yards through the air.
I think Matt Aiton's saying, where was the pressure on the quarterback? I covered him for 8 seconds back there. He gave up, turned around, looked to the backfield, and allowed him to get behind him, and then had an opportunity to score, but just stepped out of bounds.
Don't forget, when we are all done, we will join one of the games on our network. Probably going to check out that close game between Hastings and Seward. ESPN 1460 also has Kearney Catholic Cambridge. All that after the Visco Sports postgame show. Schroeder's going to take it up the middle, and a touchdown just like that for the Kennesaw Blue Devils. An 8-yard blast off the right side, and Schroeder will take it in for the score.
Yeah, good quick hitter there using that fullback right up the middle. Four gets 6 points here, only 8:20 remaining in this ballgame.
Of course, we have the clock running here for about the last 14 minutes because of the 35-point rule. That'll get us back under that, and we'll play regulation football now for a while as Kennesaw lines up to go for the two-point conversion. Schnitzler in the shotgun, two men out wide to the right, and Robinson and Goodman rolling right, looking for room, going to have to tuck it up and run, and he's able to run over a man and get into the end zone for the two-point conversion. So with 8:20 to go in our ball game, it's Overton 41 and Kennesaw 14. Back with more high school football right after this.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Qdoba knows how to make a burrito stand out above the crowd. Starting with a thin shell, always steamed, then piled high with meat or chicken, rice with lime and cilantro, cheese, and all the other fillings you want. Qdoba on the corner of 25th and 2nd in Kearney. Proud to serve all your teams. Buses welcome.
And welcome back here to Kennesaw. Thanks for having us along on this Friday night. As Kennesaw has got into the end zone for the first time here in the second half. 41-14, Overton, starting to see new players. A lot of new players have been in for Overton. And ready to boot it away here is going to be Zane Woodman, and he will kick it into the end zone for a touchback. Overton was kind of up there playing for a possible onside kick. Kennesaw decided to just boot it away, which when you're still down by this many, probably the proper play. And so it'll be first down and 10 here for the Eagles. It'll be interesting to see what strategy they have here, if they stay with the second team, if they bring in more kids, if they bring some starters back in, but it looks like that second team offense is going to get its third series.
Doug, a couple of scores here. Gothenburg 28, Kimball 7, that in the third quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia 49, Wood River 7, and late in the third, Bertrand 40, Elwood 6.
Adams Central hanging with Crete down by just 7. Here's a toss sweep to Illumit. And Illumit around the right side fighting for extra yards. He's going to be about 2 yards short of the first down, it looks like.
Here's the score you were looking for. Hastings High, 27. Douglas Stewart, 26. So a one-point lead. That's at the start of the fourth. McCook, 34. Gehring, 13.
Let's go, Coach Rebarger. Let's get that win tonight. 8 minutes to go in our game, 41-14. Overton leads it, and they are on the offense with Matt Ayton under center. And he's going to toss it out again to Illumit. Illumit being strung out, now trying to cut it back against the grain. And good pursuit there by number 77, Michael Duffy, to help him out on the tackle. Also over there was Devin Burr and Jacob Schuster. Illumit has got enough for the first down.
Yeah, Josh Christensen getting in the game as well up there on the defensive line for the Blue Devils.
So a gain of about 3, that's all he needed. Don't forget, when we're done, the Misco Sports postgame show with all of the final stats from tonight's ball game. Overton comes up over the football, looking to keep things moving. Matt Ayton turns, hands it to his fullback, who will come across the 30 and down to the 32-yard line. And Cahoy is going to pick up 4 on the play.
There are only 6 seniors, we mentioned that, for the Kennesaw Blue Devils on this football team, but 13 juniors.
Might even give him an extra yard on that, closer to a 5-yard gain. Second down, about 5.5. And checking out of the ball game, Chase Horn. I think Overton probably has got their entire team in at some point already in this football game. Matt Ayton not doing anything different than the varsity. Unbalanced to the right. Gives it to Cahoy over the right side. He comes across the 35, and he's going to be met right there. Let's see if his surge is good enough for that first down. Again, Mike Duffy was in on the tackle. And they're going to say Cahoy just short by about a half a yard.
Cahoy, no bigger than he is. Pretty good job of tough running up there through small holes.
6.5 and counting, 41-14 Overton. They were up 34-6 at the half. On third and less than 1, Ayton tosses it right side. Cahoy. Cahoy's trying to get to the outside here instead of going straight ahead, and he gets planted over there as he goes out of bounds, but it's enough for the first down. And Nick Burr makes the tackle.
Doug, we haven't heard of Grand Island Senior High score for a while. It is now 14-0. They lead North Platte. That's at the end of 3. Cambridge 29, Kearney Catholic 7. 4 minutes left in the third there. Emma Cook continues to romp, Gehring 41-13.
Here it's 41-14 in favor of the Overton Eagles. Clock continues to get closer and closer to the halfway point here in the corner. And
I think we've got an equipment maybe issue here with some young kids in there.
And the official threw the flag before they even got up to the line of scrimmage, illegal substitution. They're trying to run in Matt Dolan, who they list as a 130-pound freshman. I'm guessing that's being a little generous. Matt's a little guy out there.
Yeah, just didn't have the right personnel on the field. And that's what you're going to get here.
Cahoy runs in. Yeah, it was up and down the football field in the first half. Overton was getting in. Kennesaw was not, and it's really slowed down here in the second half of play. Just one touchdown for each team. Trey Colburn had the 8-yard run, and then an 8-yard run by Austin Schroeder. And now around, I don't know, they could bootleg is Matt Ayton across the 35, the 30. And, boy, they didn't blow the whistles until he was out of bounds by about 3 feet. And now the mark will come down at the 31-yard line.
Yeah, good job that time by Ayton, sticking the hand in the belly and then scooting around that outside. Had that defensive end, I believe that was number 87, Jacob Schuster over there, trying to get a hand on him, but he could not get him down, and down the sideline, Ayton wins.
We'll give Ayton a gain of 16-18 on the play, and another first down. Ayton out of the option. This time he gives to his fullback again, and I think that was Cahoy lined up at the fullback position.
I think you're correct.
So they gave Illumit a few chances, and this time Cahoy will crash over the right side for a couple.
Yeah, they want so many people, you know, just to give that opposing coach something to look at. They want to get all these players in the game just in case down the road you see it.
Second down and 8. Overton at the 28-yard line, and we've got movement on the line.
Doug, they're going to call this on the offense, but I think the defensive guy initiated that contact.
So a little discussion here by four of our officials, and they will call illegal procedure on Overton. So that's the fourth penalty on this second team group of kids. So when you see that they had six penalties, or if there's more, remember that only a couple of them were on the first team group. That'll back them up five and make it second down to 15. Eight and under center. We have 5:39 to go in the football game. Ayton kind of on an end around here on a reverse, and that time it's going to be a little bit, and all that hitting got him a couple of yards back to the original line of scrimmage.
Yeah, Michael Duffy pretty disappointed. He came flying over there, and he was just able to get out of his reach and just took himself out of the play. They got to come down under control. He was running like a madman over here, but just not really under control.
Don't say tackled under control, as the Lion fans won't like you very much.
Oh, good point, good point.
Third down and 10. Here's a toss to Illumin around the right side, and he is wrapped up in the backfield. Great tackle, and that ball might be loose. It's not. If it was, Overton kept it, but they're going to be drug back for a couple-of-yard loss. Jacob Schuster was back there, but I'm not sure that was who got to him first. A loss of four.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right, Doug. There was a whole host of blue jerseys over there. Somebody held on, and then pursuit showed up.
So it's fourth down and 13. And with the ball at the Kennesaw 34, Overton's going to line up to go for it. Ayton dropping back for another screen. Throws it out here in the flat. Cahoy is wide open. There's only one man to beat. 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Overton. Hayden Cahoy on a 36-yard touchdown reception from Matt Ayton.
Everybody got through that time. Every Blue Devil came through that time. Perfect setup play. They sneaked the back out there. J.D. Walton sealed the outside. J.D. Callahan, I don't know why I keep saying Walton. J.D. Callahan just destroyed somebody out there, and down the sideline he went. Nick Berg tried to catch him about the goal line, but it was too late.
Yeah, Berg saw the play. He came over here. There were two guys already set to block him, and they'll go for two. And Ayton is going to keep it himself, and he'll get to the corner for the two-point conversion. So the second-team offense is able to get on the board, converting on that fourth and long, just a simple little screen pass, but the blocking was there, and Cahoy just turned on the speed. So with 4:19 to go in the football game, it's now 49-14 Overton. We'll be right back.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out, or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
When you need banking, all you need to know is the Adams County Bank in Kennesaw. A full-service bank with checking, savings, loans, and more. Adams County Bank can help you make your dreams come true. Proud to support the area athletes in today's game.
Doug Duda along with Tony Davis, as we've got 4:19 left to go in the football game. 49-14, Overton has the lead.
Jesse Dassinger, you know, and we had the big pileup over there. Big Dassinger was one of the first people there, along with number 77, Michael Duffy, that time. But the next play, they run the screen pass, perfectly designed, perfectly set up, and give some young kids, Hayden Cahoy, some credit. He's listed 150 pounds, and I think that's if he's holding a 45-pound weight and just got out of the shower, maybe.
Well, just a freshman, and there are a lot of freshmen on this Overton roster, which means they're not losing much in the near future. And, boy, there's a kick that is drilled very high but returnable at the 2, up to the 10, the 15, and a good open field tackle over there by the Eagles, Tony.
Trent Lammers, the first man down, number 56 for the Eagles, and he brings him down, 180-pound junior.
Nick Burr thought he had visions of going a long way, and that was the only, Lammers was the only guy within about 10 yards of him, and he drags him down right at the 15-yard line. So it didn't go into the end zone, and Kennesaw still will start at the 15, first and 10, with 3:45 and counting left in this football game. And it looks like Kennesaw now has brought in some new faces as well. We'll try and pick those numbers up for you in the I formation. They'll hand it off to the I-back, which is Brad Berg. Number 10 will dive forward. The new quarterback is Jack Gallagher. It'll be a four-yard gain for Nick.
Devin Burr in there on that offensive line as well, along with a host of other people. Jacob Schuster in there. Just running a simple formation here, so they've got five linemen up there.
Second down, we'll call it six after the four-yard gain, and the quarterback, Gallagher, is going to keep it himself around the left end, get to the 20-yard line, and he's going to be pushed out of bounds there. Callahan, along with Trenton Lammers, in on the tackle. Gallagher, a gain of one.
Doug, a score update from Foster Field. The gap continues to be closed. Kearney High still leads 28-21 over Bellevue West.
That was the score at half, so not much going on in the second half from Foster Field. Kearney was up 28-0 in that football game. Third down and five here with 2.5 to go, 49-14 in favor of Overton. Gallagher, the quarterback, he's going to turn. He's going to hand it off to the I-back this time. And let's see if we can pick up the number as he crashes forward for a couple. It's going to be Borg again.
Well, Adams Central has just thrown an interception, which was returned for 90-plus yards for a touchdown. Creighton now leads 28-14.
That is a killer hanging with another great football team. Adams Central didn't have so much success against Aurora, but playing very well tonight, and that might be the capper. It's fourth and a half a yard here for Kennesaw. And with under 2 minutes to go, even though the ball is at their own 25, they're going to go for it. Jack Gallagher, the quarterback, let's see if they just sneak it with him. Nope, he's going to turn and give it to his fullback, who's got the first down and more, bringing it out to the 31-yard line. And Dassinger with the carry.
Yeah, good job that time of Dassinger staying on his feet, just kept hopping forward. He knew he only needed a half yard, fell forward for about five that time.
So move the chains, and Kennesaw has moved the ball tonight. That's going to be a gain of about six. I've got him for 16 first downs, Overton for 17. It's just that Overton has had a lot bigger plays tonight. They averaged 10 yards a play in the first half. And another run up the middle for Dassinger. He gets across the 35 and out to the 38-yard line. Gain of seven more.
Christian Schwartz wraps him up around the ankles, and then three white jerseys pile on top.
1 minute to go in the game, and Kennesaw trying to hustle up here. These kids want to get as many snaps in as they can.
Joseph Illumit seeing some of his first action up on the defensive line.
Ball at their own 38-yard line. I formation again. Gallagher, he's going to run the option. He'll pitch it out there to Berg, and Berg is trying to get the football. It is fumbled near midfield, and let's see who's on top of it.
That was Hayden Cahoy just slamming somebody to the ground over there. He's not very big, Doug.
And it is covered by Overton, and that is the fifth turnover tonight for Kennesaw.
Yeah, that's one of those things you kind of expect here late in the ball game. You expect some penalties. You expect the ball to be turned over. Really, both teams are playing pretty well here late.
Overton just needs to run one more play, and it looks like they're going to line up in the victory formation and maybe just kneel it. Two guys back deep, and Overton... Overton can't get enough guys on there and just get stood up. So, again, there's going to be a five-yard penalty here for the illegal substitution. And this is all to line up and take a knee. So, coming up, the Misco Sports postgame show, all the final stats, and then we will join another game here on Classic Hits 98.9. And with the running clock, Overton doesn't even have to take the snap, and that'll be the end of the football game. So your final score here tonight, it is third-ranked Overton getting their offense going and keeping Kennesaw out of the end zone a couple of times inside the five to start things off. So let's take a look at the Overton Eagles improving to 3-0 and Kennesaw falling to 2-1, 49-14. Overton with the win. They were up 34-6 at the half. We'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame show. All the stats, score updates, and more after this.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Shop your hometown-affiliated food store, the Kennesaw Market in Kennesaw, where they offer great service and competitive prices on all your groceries, including dairy products, the freshest produce, and meats. It's all here at Kennesaw Market in Kennesaw, proud to support our area athletes.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Misco Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the games begin. Misco's carries brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Columbia, Nike, and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
With our producer-engineer Stacy Johns, Doug Duda, along with Tony Davis, and time for the Misco Sports postgame show here on Classic Hits 98.9. Misco Sports carries brand-name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Columbia, Nike, Adidas, Mizuno, and more. With over 40 styles of Husker shirts, get ready for the big game tomorrow. They're open at 9 a.m. They're open 7 days a week. They have Ndamukong Suh jerseys. People don't mess with you when you wear a big 9-3. Of course, now it's big 9-0. Men's college hoodies, 25% off. All NFL hoodies, 25% off. Get your game on at Misco Sports in the downtown Kearney Center. Overton 49 and Kennesaw 14. Tony, if you've got some score updates, I'll continue to work here on the stats in a recap of tonight's football game.
Well, I think one of the real good score updates, Doug, at least from our area, middle of the fourth quarter, Hastings High has scored again. They lead Stewart 34-26. We've been hoping Coach Rehbarger has been around in some ball games. It seems like towards the end they just somehow find a way to lose them. Hopefully they'll be on the winning one of this one tonight. Gothenburg 28, Kimball 14, start of the fourth quarter. We mentioned earlier, Adams Central throws an interception, returned 90-plus yards for a touchdown. Crete 28, Adams Central 14. Obviously, Adams Central going into score would have made that 21 apiece. Instead, it's 28-14. Aurora pounding Beatrice 41-0. The end of the third quarter, Lexington 31, Sydney 9. That's middle of the third quarter. Cambridge 36, Kearney Catholic 7. Mentioned earlier, Kearney High continues to lead Bellevue West 28-21 at last check. That's what I got for you.
All right, we'll get some more score updates for you, so stay with us. Let's take a look at the final numbers of this football game. First off, for the Kennesaw Blue Devils, Gavin Robinson, 15 carries, 62 yards. Nick Berg, 2 carries for 8 yards in the football game. Austin Schroeder, 4 carries, 16 yards and a touchdown. Jesse Dassiger had a total of 2 carries for 13 yards. Jack Gallagher, 1 carry, 1 yard. And Tyler Schnitzler, 14 carries, 65 yards, and a touchdown. I had Kennesaw, 38 rushing attempts, 165 yards in the ball game. Through the air, Tyler Schnitzler was 6 of 7 in the first half for 133 yards. He completed all of his passes in the second half. Unfortunately, 2 of them were to Overton. He was 3 of 5, 2 interceptions. And so for the game, the young sophomore quarterback, Tyler Schnitzler, 9 out of 12, 2 interceptions, no touchdowns, 180 yards through the air, 165 on the ground. Kennesaw managed 345 yards tonight, 16 first downs, 3 penalties for 30 yards. They punted it once for 43 yards. They had 5 turnovers in the ball game, and with 3 of those in the second half, the game was over by that. So it wasn't like those turnovers, at least 4 of them weren't a big factor in the outcome of this football game. We'll come back and look at Overton's final numbers right after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Overton Sand and Gravel. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for your commercial or residential concrete and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas. Proud to support all of our area high school athletes in and out of the game.
The guys at Husker Tech are proud to support our area athletes. Call on Husker Tech for farm buildings with steel or wood construction, commercial and residential remodeling, and concrete work. They can do everything but the dishes. Husker Tech, find them in the Overton phone book.
Misco Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the games begin. Misco's carries brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Columbia, Nike, and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
And we're back on the Misco Sports Post Game Show here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Let's take a look at the final numbers now for the Overton Eagles. And a lot of folks got into the act here in the second half. Running the football, we had Brady Weiss, 7 carries, 52 yards and a touchdown. Hayden Cahoy, 5 carries, 21 yards. Trey Colburn, 5 carries, 39 yards and a touchdown. Michael Renderos, 5 carries, 39 yards. Andrew Lumet, all of his carries in the second half, 9 rushing attempts for 30 yards. Quarterback Jacob Jensen, 5 carries, 83 yards, 2 touchdowns. Matt Ayton, 1 carry, 18 yards. Jacob Olmstead, 2 carries, 3 yards. And Zach Olmstead, 1 carry for 1 yard. I had Overton, 39 rushing attempts, 286 yards on the ground tonight, Tony.
Yeah, just staggering numbers. They can run it, they can throw it. You know, we mentioned the about halftime or in the third quarter, they're averaging 10 yards a play. This is a superior football team tonight. Hopefully you're going to be able to keep these kids interested. I don't know if they'll have another game this year that doesn't end in a continuous clock, you know, running until you get to the playoffs. You look at the way the last check, Alma and Axtell, 14-12. And that one, Alma looked like a team that could maybe contend. Eustis Farnham, 20, and Arapahoe, 12.
So 286 yards rushing through the air tonight. Jacob Jensen hit his first 4 passes. He only threw it once in the second half. 4 of 6, 2 touchdowns, 82 yards. Matt Ayton, 1 of 3, a 34-yard screen pass touchdown to Hayden Cahoy. So as a team, they were 5 of 9 with 3 touchdowns and no interceptions. 116 yards through the air, 286 on the ground, 402 yards of total offense for Overton, resulting in 17 first downs. No turnovers, 1 punt, a 26-yarder there in the fourth quarter, 7 penalties for 39 yards. But again, 5 of those penalties came when the second teamers were in there. A big night again for Jacob Jensen. He runs for 2, he throws for 2, so 4 more touchdowns tonight. And if my math is right, he has either thrown or run for 16 touchdowns in 3 games, and Overton wins it 49-14. Overton will return home to play Elwood next week. Elwood is winless. Then they have Southwest coming in, then on the road at Alma and Elm Creek, and the final game at home against Arapahoe for Kennesaw. They're home again next week against Heartland. Then it's at Shelton, at Franklin, and then they end the game at home against Palmer and Axtell.
Well, it'll be interesting to see both the teams. Obviously, you got one team that's got young players and should improve a whole bunch towards the end of the year. I don't know how Overton's going to improve a whole lot. Like I said, they look like a well-oiled machine that should just keep on rolling. If they can keep everybody healthy, this is a team to really be reckoned with down the stretch here and on into the playoffs. Doug, a quick scoring update. Bellevue West has tied the ball game up at 28 apiece. Uh-oh. Kearney High just returned the kickoff. It is now 35-28. There's 9 minutes and 28 seconds, I believe, left in that ballgame.
We'll wrap it up on the Misco Sports Postgame Show next.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Overton Sand and Gravel. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for your commercial or residential concrete and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas. Proud to support all of our area high school athletes in and out of the game.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go AgWest.
We're going going to bring you the end of the Adams Central Crete game here on Classic Hits 98.9, where Adams Central is trying to come back to this football game. We'll have that for you. And then the Friday night scoreboard show, Josh Jeldon will be bringing you all the scores and updates from around the area and the state, along with Stacey Merritt and Grant and the whole gang back at the KKPR studios. Again, the final score tonight, Overton. The first six times they touched the ball, they scored, including the first five in the first half. And Overton was up 34-6 at the half and end up beating Kennesaw tonight by a score of 49-14.
Yeah, a lot of people, Doug, are going to start asking us, how do you slow down this team? Without Tanya Harding, I don't know. Because, like I said, they look awful good. They can do it on the ground. They can throw it a little bit. Defensively, they step up, had a little bit of a bend, but don't break philosophy that first half, but found a way to get it done both sides of the ball.
Again, Eustace Farnham leading Arapaho 20-12 with just 3 minutes to go in the ball game. Gothenburg leading Kimball 28-14, the start of the fourth. Hastings leading Seward late fourth, 34-26. Kearney High is on top, 35-28 over Bellevue West in the fourth quarter. And Cambridge taking care of Kearney Catholic in the fourth, 36-7. The Friday night scoreboard show coming up. And some Adams Central Crete in just a moment. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. See them before the games begin with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike, Columbia, and more. You can't go wrong. Open 7 days a week at Misco Sports. Again, the final score, Overton 49, Kennesaw 14. For our producer, engineer Stacey Johns and Tony Davis, I'm Doug Duda saying have a great weekend, everyone.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of Classic Hits 98.9 FM and KKPR.com.